KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Mischief, magic, and Shakespeare. Shasta College invites you to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the classic romantic comedy full of tangled love triangles, enchanted forests, and hilarious chaos. Auditions are August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. Prepare a one-minute classical monologue, preferably comedic, from Shakespeare or the same period. Community members and students are welcome. For more information, call 530-242-7573. That's 530-242-7573. Step into the magic. Your role awaits.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Vaccination, the true Maha Stalwarts month, a more definitive stance against compulsory vaccination. But they do allude to the growth of the childhood vaccine schedule. So a lot of things going on. So is this for real? Are indeed our kids suffering from declining health in the United States. And here's a study, once again from JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, by no means a wild and crazy, you know, MAHA outfit. And they cover the period from 2007 to 2022. And they first look at mortality, and then they look at chronic conditions and functional status and symptoms. So mortality means kids dying. From 2007 to 2022, infants less than 1 year old in the U.S. were 78% times as likely to die as infants than in other advanced countries, which include, I guess, Europe and Japan and advanced countries, you know, Australia, New Zealand, etc. 78% more likely to die as infants. During the same period, 1 to 19-year-old individuals were 80% times as likely, 80% more likely to die in the U.S. And that accelerated to more than twice as likely to die from 2020 to 2022, just that period, you know, in the aftermath of COVID. Across that 16-year period, the U.S. experienced 315,795 excess deaths compared with the other advanced countries, 18 advanced countries. That's equivalent to 54 excess child deaths per day. So they do point out, however, that there's some unique social issues that create this death toll for 1 to 19-year-old individuals. When it comes to deaths by firearms, 15 times as high as the other 18 advanced countries for 1 to 19-year-old individuals. Motor vehicle crashes, 2.45 times more likely in the United States than other countries. Substance use, 5.25 times more likely. Homicide, 5.32 times more likely. So there's definitely some social factors involved when it comes to deaths of our young people. But when it comes to chronic health conditions, that's important because that's the whole contention of RFK Jr. I mean, that's where he earned his spurs, talking about children's health. When it comes to chronic health conditions, they say overall a child in the U.S. in 2023 was 15 to 20% more likely to have a chronic condition compared with a child in 2011. That's just 12 years. Well, that's 14 years ago, but for the study purposes, it was 12 years before 2023. Annual prevalence rates of 15 chronic conditions for 3 to 17-year-old individuals increased from 26% to 31%. Okay? So the chronic conditions were attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder, anxiety, asthma, autism, cerebral palsy, conduct disorder, behavioral problems, depression, developmental delay, diabetes, hearing problems, learning disability, seizure disorder, speech problems, Tourette's syndrome, and vision problems. So the rate of these things is soaring, okay? We're making progress on one thing. Asthma rates significantly decreased. But other conditions soared. Anxiety had the highest level of increase. Autism, developmental delay, depression, vision problems, and attention deficit disorder all increased over that period of time. And 22 out of 29 of the most common chronic conditions that kids had increased from 2010 to 2023 by 10% or more. The eight conditions with the biggest increases were major depression, sleep apnea, eating disorders, anxiety, autism spectrum disorder, obesity, disorders of lipid metabolism, and developmental disorders. And from 2007 to 2023, childhood obesity rates for 2 to 19-year-old individuals significantly increased from 17% to 21% just in that short period of time. That's like a little over a decade, right? Because, like, if I think back to 2007, 2008, that's not ancient history for me. And just during those years, obesity rates for 2 to 19-year-old individuals increased from 17% to 21%. Interestingly, early onset of menstruation before 12 years of age rose from 9% in 2007 to 15%. It almost doubled. 2023. Trouble sleeping for 16 to 17-year-old individuals increased from 7% to nearly 13%. Limitations in activity due to chronic disease rose from 7.7% in 2008-2009 to 9% in 2018. And they found that 71.7% of the children with limitations in their activity had developmental disorders as the chronic disease to which the limitations were attributed. So that would be, yeah, developmental disorders would be something like autism or some form of neurodevelopmental problem. So, wow. Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear, but we need to get to the bottom of it. And indeed, this Make Our Children Healthy Again report, like it or not, well, some people are critical of it. They say the problem's exaggerated. Other people who are stalwart Maha people are saying it doesn't go far enough to address the problems by attacking the chemical industry, ultra-processed foods, the vaccine schedule, over-medicalization of children. But all these themes are alluded to in the Maha report. And these are themes that we've been harping on for many, many years here on Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
A big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options for natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra Support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra Support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Extra Support Sleep and Calm Wellness Blends.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And that's a way that you can call in with your questions. A little announcement, by the way. We are coming up with a Labor Day sale. It may be a little too early to announce it, but via drhoffman.com. Store.com, you can access our Labor Day sale. Go to drhoffmanstore.com September 1st through 3rd for 3 days only for 10% off and free shipping. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's take one of our calls.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm wondering if N-acetylcysteine would be good for people with Parkinson's, early Parkinson's disease. Please let me know. This is a great opportunity. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, thanks so much for that excellent question. And it was Dr. Perlmutter, who's been a frequent guest here on Intelligent Medicine, America's preeminent integrative neurologist, who first proposed that giving intravenous glutathione to patients with Parkinson's disease could address their tremors and their balance problems. And he had a series of videos that showed remarkable improvements after infusion of intravenous glutathione, rapid improvements. The trouble with intravenous glutathione is that getting an intravenous treatment can be expensive. You have to get to a clinic that offers it. There are very few clinics around the country that offer it, and it's not that long-lasting. You get the infusion, you have high levels of glutathione in your bloodstream for a few hours, and then the levels decline. So work around that is to give people precursors to glutathione so that the body can make its own glutathione. And N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, by the way, something that was going to be banned by the FDA, but thanks to a big uproar on the part of you folks out there, we got the word out about the looming ban, and there was a lot of pushback, and now N-acetylcysteine remains available over the counter. This story comes to us from a medical journal. N-acetylcysteine increases dopamine release in patients who have Parkinson's disease. Now, this is what's called a preclinical study. In other words, a test tube study but it looks at some of the things that happen when the cells in the brain that make dopamine start to falter. And they say here, current treatments for Parkinson's disease use pharmacological approaches that alleviate motor symptoms but do not prevent neuronal loss or dysregulation of dopamine neurotransmission. And so they say that they have explored the molecular mechanisms underlying the neuroprotective effect of the antioxidant N-acetylcysteine on the damaged dopamine system. And indeed, what they found is that cells in a test tube fed N-acetylcysteine have increased dopamine release and are protected from the neurodegenerative processes that kill off dopamine-producing cells in the brains of Parkinson's patients. And they conclude, our findings contribute to the validation of compounds capable of restoring dopamine homeostasis and shed light on the metabolic pathways that can normalize dopamine turnover. Our results highlight the effectiveness of the antioxidant NAC in the prevention of dopaminergic neurodegeneration. So, interesting study, and suggests that indeed N-acetylcysteine may be beneficial for patients with Parkinson's. So the question is, how much do you take? And normally patients take 600 milligrams two or three times daily. I think they need to work this out with human studies, because this is a test tube study, and what happens in a test tube doesn't necessarily translate to human metabolism, because the NAC has to be absorbed in the intestinal tract, and then it has to cross the blood-brain barrier, which it does. It does readily. It's one of those compounds that actually you can take by mouth, and it will cross into the brain, and it will be made available to brain cells. And so more research needs to be done on the effects of glutathione, and its precursors, NAC or N-acetylcysteine, is a precursor to glutathione, and can act as a free radical scavenger, a potent antioxidant that protects the cells that make dopamine in the brains of Parkinson's patients. And so, yeah, I think it's a useful tool. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. More to come when we return. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Happens when you pick winners and losers in a free market economy.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Biden gave car manufacturer Rivian $6 billion. Now, Rivian is losing $41,000 for every car sold. That is not a business model.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
On our special China edition this week, find out what the Middle Kingdom has been up to both militarily and economically. Find all the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
You heard us talk about the powerful immune, supportive, and anti-aging benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat here on Intelligent Medicine. Himalayan tartary buckwheat is an ancient superfood that works to undo cellular stress and rejuvenate systems throughout the body. Now, Dr. Jeffrey Bland is out with a unique formulation of Himalayan tartary buckwheat called HTB Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. HTB Rejuvenate harnesses the extraordinary benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat combined with other synergistic ingredients that together leave you feeling more balanced, with a a stronger immune system ready to take on whatever comes your way. HTB Rejuvenate is designed to help fight oxidative stress and promote mental clarity. It's like a daily reset for your well-being. HTB Rejuvenate is available in capsules, powder, and great-tasting chocolate chews. To learn more and to order HTB Rejuvenate, just go to BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for HTB Rejuvenate.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And last week I spotted this story, and I didn't think it was going to make such a splash, but it's all over the conventional media. An inexpensive old drug may offer hope for Alzheimer's. What old drug might that be? And I read on, that drug is lithium. But lithium is also available as an over-the-counter supplement. So here's the story. Lithium carbonate is a medication used since the 1950s for bipolar disorder. There's a new study in Nature, which is a prestigious medical journal, that has highlighted the role that lithium might play in cognitive preservation, in fact, in a mouse model of Alzheimer's disease. Now, it's newly recognized that lithium is an essential trace mineral for brain function. But when you use it for bipolar disorder, manic depression, now called bipolar disorder, it is used in the form of lithium carbonate. One of the brand names of that chemical is Escalith. It's a very old treatment, and it really pretty effectively tamps down the mania and takes the edge off deep depression that bipolar patients experience. But it has a lot of side effects. It tends to cause water retention. Many patients don't like the side effects, and it can cause kidney problems, and it can damage the thyroid. So patients gain weight, they feel lethargic, they don't like the effects, but at least it keeps them safe. And some patients who, you know, they stop their lithium suddenly, and then they go manic, and it's a big mess. They go on, you know, go to Las Vegas and spend a lot of money and get in trouble and, you know, ultimately end up hospitalized for a psychiatric intervention. So lithium kind of keeps the lid on it, the lid on bipolar. And it's been noted that in patients who take lithium, there is some protection against Alzheimer's disease. But the researchers found that lithium carbonate was not ideal for this purpose. First of all, it's got a lot of side effects. And secondly, it's not that bioavailable to the neurons in the brain that are involved in Alzheimer's. And when you have Alzheimer's, it turns out that you sequester a lot of lithium within the plaque that develops in an Alzheimer's brain. So that compounds the problem because the brain needs lithium. The plaque sequesters the lithium and makes it less available to faltering neurons. And a vicious cycle develops. Lithium deficiency then in turn hastens Alzheimer's progression because the brain needs lithium. And they found that lithium carbonate, unfortunately, is readily bound by amyloid, by the plaque in Alzheimer's disease, thus reducing its bioavailability. So they tested various other lithium salts and organic lithium compounds. There may be a dozen of them. There's, you know, lithium this, lithium that, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It turns out that of all the forms of lithium tested, lithium orotate performed the best. They say treatment with lithium orotate at a dose that maintains serum and cortical lithium levels in the endogenous range. In other words, you have to use massive amounts of it, just a little bit. Prevents and reverses Alzheimer's disease pathology, neuroinflammatory changes, and memory loss in Alzheimer's disease mouse models and aging mice in general. Okay? So they note that an important limitation of the treatment of aged individuals with pharmacological doses of lithium is kidney and thyroid toxicity. It is encouraging that toxicity could not be detected following long-term treatment of aging mice with low-dose lithium orotate. Now, if you're not familiar with the supplement marketplace, as I am, you may say, lithium orotate, what's that? Lithium orotate is available over-the-counter. You can go directly to my FullScript account, DearHoffmanStore.com, and you can order lithium orotate from a variety of manufacturers. It's been available for decades. It is billed as something that has mild benefits in terms of depression. I haven't found it, you know, that great, but for example, it's thought that going to springs and spas where the mineral-rich water contains a high content of lithium imparts well-being to the spa attendees. And in fact, that was a favorite thing of Franklin Delano Roosevelt during his presidency. Because he was paralyzed due to polio, he would go to Warm Springs, Georgia, and they had these wonderful spa facilities where he would bathe in the water and take the treatments. And the water is very rich in lithium. So there may be something to this notion that lithium orotate is beneficial for mood, but what they're finding is that lithium orotate of all the lithiums, in contradistinction to lithium carbonate, which is the bipolar disorder drug, is actually the best form, and it's available over-the-counter, which opens up a practical and safe avenue of treatment for Alzheimer's sufferers. Because it's already available over-the-counter. It's been used without adverse side effects for decades in humans as a mild mood enhancer. And at such low doses, it doesn't reverse bipolar symptoms. You can't use it to treat manic depression. That would be foolish, because you have to have very high levels of lithium. But it's also without the side effects of the drug. And I believe it's worth a try. Now, we don't know exactly what doses will be most effective in humans, because this is a mouse study. We need more trials in humans. And these trials may take years to come up with conclusions about the impact on Alzheimer's, because the progression of Alzheimer's is slow in humans, unlike in mice. So it's not a panacea, but for example, if I were to be diagnosed with Alzheimer's, or even if it's milder predecessor, mild cognitive impairment, or MCI, I'd be inclined to try lithium orotate. And I'm certain that more studies in humans are going to be fast-tracked to help us determine the optimal dosages. But interesting study about a readily available oral supplement that may have a significant impact on the progression of Alzheimer's disease. Fascinating. Folks, unlock the secret of the muscadine grape, nature's antioxidant powerhouse. It's the only grape with an extra pair of chromosomes that supercharges its health benefits. It's packed with more antioxidants than even blueberries, cranberries, acai, or pomegranates. And its unique genetic edge provides a rich concentration of protective phytonutrients like ellagic acid, resveratrol, quercetin, anthocyanidins, and more. It's backed by 15 years of scientific research. They did the research at the University of North Carolina, and it's quite plausible. You can harness the power of the muscadine grape with the mighty muscadine supplement, supporting heart health, promoting a strong immune system, enhancing brain function, improving joint and sexual health, and aiding in a healthy inflammatory response. The mighty muscadine supplement helps you age better. The science-backed, easy-to-take capsule. I've just added it to my daily regimen, and I feel the difference that nature and an extra pair of chromosomes can make. Visit mightymuscadine.com and use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off site-wide. That's mightymuscadine.com, America's first grape with powerful benefits for your health. Check it out. This item, you know, we talk about statins, and you know, statins can be beneficial in a certain set of individuals. So I believe I'm not inalterably opposed to statins. I believe that for some people, statins can really reduce the likelihood that they'll have a second heart attack or second stroke. I think the evidence is a little less strong in people who merely have high cholesterol, but it's also less strong in older individuals. If you're 85 years old and you haven't had a heart problem and your cholesterol's a little high, you know, you have no business taking a statin, in my opinion. But it would be one thing if there were virtually no side effects of statins. And for some people, they experience the leg pain and weakness associated with statins. That's a minority of individuals, but still these side effects are significant. Other people may have sleep problems or cognitive problems due to statins. This item, and it just came out, statins and their effect on hearing. Did you hear what I said? Statins and their effect on hearing. Hearing loss affects approximately 23% of Americans. And hearing loss is a big deal because it's not just loss of one sense. It actually contributes to the risk of dying because when you can't hear well, you tend to get into a funk. You become more isolated, lonely, and this can lead to a downhill course, especially for older Americans. So hearing loss is a big deal. And in this study, big study, 710,000 participants in the United States, and they found that there was association with the use of statins and sensory neural hearing loss, the most prevalent cause of hearing loss, as well as tinnitus. The increased risk was about 36% increased risk, which is significant. When looking at individual statins, simvastatin, that's Zocor, had the strongest association with hearing loss, 56% increased risk, and a 50% increased risk of tinnitus. While fluvastatin was the least, that's prevastatin, was the least associated with hearing loss and tinnitus. Just 15% increase, and tinnitus was trivial increase. Atorvastatin, Lipitor, the most used statin, was also associated with hearing loss, 27% increase of risk of hearing loss, and a 21% increased risk of tinnitus. So keep in mind, you know, if you're suffering from hearing loss, and if you're on a statin, I mean, it may well be that the slight risk of hearing loss is outweighed by the protective effect of the statin if you're at high risk for cardiovascular disease. But again, you're putting, you know, tens and tens and tens of millions of Americans willy-nilly on these medications merely to prevent cardiovascular disease, which admittedly is the biggest killer. But still, if one's risk for cardiovascular disease is low and one merely has high cholesterol and one is experiencing tinnitus or hearing loss, check it out. And I guarantee you that doctors will pay virtually no attention to this study that just came out. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
A quarter century of probiotic excellence. Essential Formulas Incorporated proudly celebrates 25 years of innovation and leadership in the probiotic industry. Since introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the gold standard in full-spectrum probiotics, in early 2000, we have remained dedicated to advancing probiotic science through research, education, and cutting-edge product development. Over the years, we have expanded our commitment by introducing groundbreaking products designed to nourish the microbiome, both inside and out, such as RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare. As we step into our next quarter century, we extend our deepest gratitude to all those who share our vision of probiotic excellence for better human health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's skincare products are available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference today.
Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure restores your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer, so I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase, including the all-new MitoPure gummies. Just visit.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We'll resume normal programming shortly.
You calling from?
Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I got it.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor. Learn how you can support the veteran in your life at MakeTheConnection.net.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
On our special China edition this week, find out what the Middle Kingdom has been up to both militarily and economically. Find all the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides. DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Time for one more phone call. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's hear it.
How do you know if your tinnitus is irreversible?
Okay, so the answer is you don't know. But what I will say about, and I pronounce it tinnitus, but, you know, it's kind of like Caribbean, different ways of pronouncing it. Tinnitus, ringing in the ears, buzzing, you know, just these weird kind of staticky sounds in the ear that torment people. Tinnitus is one of those things that is most amenable to change, because if you have it and you, even if you do certain, like cognitive behavioral therapy to address how you pay attention to it, your attitude towards it, you can reframe it as, yes, I have it, but it's not going to be, you know, a torment. I'm not going to fixate on it. It will actually change the level of tinnitus that you might experience. Also, you know, as I just mentioned, there's certainly a case for examining the medications you're on. Many medications can increase the risk of tinnitus, even, you know, aspirins or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And now we know that statins can cause tinnitus. Antibiotics can cause tinnitus. There's a whole class of drugs that can cause that, and sometimes you need to go through medications you're on. And some studies have suggested that diet modification is helpful for tinnitus. So I think tinnitus, it's hard to predict whether tinnitus is going to be progressive and worsening. I think it's just a good idea, if you suffer from tinnitus, to believe that it may be something that comes and goes, and it may disappear altogether, or it may be there at a low level continuously for you, but at fluctuating levels of annoyance. And I think that's a good way to approach tinnitus. So to use the term irreversible, I mean, there's some conditions that really are irreversible. Very few conditions in medicine are truly irreversible. You know, the most dire conditions in medicine, you know, like HIV, we've now realized that there is a way to stay HIV and even, you know, completely keep it at bay. So hopefully there will be newer developments There's even vagal nerve stimulation that may be helpful for tinnitus, various devices that may be helpful for tinnitus. And so I would maintain hope that tinnitus is not ever irreversible and that there are ways of, at the very least, coping with it and perhaps even completely eradicating it in your individual case. So there you go. And keep, you know, keep listening to Intelligent Medicine because we, this is a big issue and this is something that we pay attention to. Okay, another big issue. Rheumatoid arthritis. Now, the treatment for rheumatoid arthritis, you know, you start with non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, but pretty quickly they want to put you on some of these powerful disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drugs. They've got an acronym, DMARDs. It's a huge market for these drugs, and if you watch TV, you're going to see a lot of ads for these drugs that suppress the immune system. They're monoclonal antibodies, and they've revolutionized the treatment for rheumatoid arthritis, but they've also ushered in a whole series of diseases that plague people who are immunosuppressed. You have a higher risk of certain cancers, especially lymphoma. You have a higher risk of weird infections that normal people don't get when you're on immunosuppressive drugs. So these drugs may halt symptoms, but at a cost. And they're expensive. They can cost $50,000, $100,000 a year, year after year. And so we welcome interventions that are non-toxic, less expensive, and the FDA has just approved one. And we're about to interview you on an upcoming podcast, its developer. FDA approves first ever vagal nerve stimulator for rheumatoid arthritis. And it kind of goes back to what Walt Mitman once wrote in the 1800s, "I sing the body electric." Electrical stimulation of the vagus nerve. A jelly bean-sized device, which is implantable, delivers an electric current. It's not continuous. It's just 1 minute a day, but day in, day out for up to 10 years. The device stimulates the vagus nerve with electricity. And so, okay, sounds good. Nice theory, but does it work? They just approved the set point system for rheumatoid arthritis on the basis of a study of 242 adults with moderate to severe rheumatoid arthritis. Three quarters achieved symptom relief after implanting the vagal nerve stimulator without the need for any additional therapy. Over 12 months, there was 60% average improvement in tender and swollen joint counts among the trial participants. So a natural therapy for, and I consider this a natural therapy because it invokes electrical stimulation, painless, subliminal, and effective for rheumatoid arthritis. Learn about it in an upcoming podcast with its originator. That's what's coming up on drhoffman.com. Subscribe to our podcast, follow us on social media, and subscribe to our newsletter to become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. Our number, 877-726-8255 for questions.
One of the topics I'm asked about frequently these days is men's health. Are there quality supplements that men can add to their daily routine that help address some of these questions? I'm happy to report that Protocol for Life Balance has come to the rescue. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a unique suite of supplements for men's specific health needs. Virility for Men, Raw Maca, Prostate B, and Ortho Multi for Men. Virility for Men supports endocrine function, Raw Maca supports healthy sexual function, Prostate B provides targeted nutritional and antioxidant support for the prostate, and Ortho Multi for Men is a comprehensive formula that delivers balanced nutrition for the support of optimal wellness and vitality. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocol-for-life-balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol-for-life-balance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors. every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. European and NATO leaders joining President Volodymyr Zelensky in Washington Monday for talks with President Trump. In the meantime, Secretary of State Marco Rubio telling NBC's Meet the Press today he can't reveal exactly what's going on behind the scenes, but says both sides are making compromises.
Now, you can't have a peace agreement unless both sides give and get. You can't have a peace agreement unless both sides make concessions. That's a fact. That's true in virtually any negotiation. If not, it's just called surrender, and neither side is going to surrender.
Rubio says all sides are struggling with some very difficult decisions.
Even totalitarian governments have constituencies they have to respond to. People have to go back and defend these agreements that they make and figure out a way to explain them to people. So we need to create space for concessions to be made.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says achieving a peace deal with Hamas virtually impossible, giving a fundamental difference between Western values and those of the bloody terrorists.
I'm also dealing with an enemy for whom death is a logical option. In the West, we're not used to negotiating with people for whom we'll say, oh, listen, if we don't get our way, we'd rather die. You don't really have that many people in the West like that anymore, but that's very common among Hamas.
Oren says that Hamas death is only not an option, but the preferred option compared to accepting a peace deal to Israel's liking.
But they won't take that. They'd rather die. They'd rather die than go down in Muslim history as the people who ran away with the tails between their legs. They'd rather die. So that is a very difficult situation.
Officials say rescue teams have recovered dozens of bodies now from the rubble of collapsed homes in a northwestern part of Pakistan, bringing the death toll to at least 274 as authorities defend their response to extremely heavy flooding. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
U.S. Postal Service facing congressional attempts to strip billions in federal EV funding. Effort comes 1 year after the agency was honored for its plan to replace thousands of aging gas-powered mail trucks. Alcohol consumption declining in the United States.
Drinking is down and concerns about the health implications of alcohol are up, according to a new Gallup poll. Just 54% of Americans report that they drink alcohol, down from at least 60% or more during most of the last 80 years. 53% view even moderate drinking as unhealthy, way up from 28% in 2015.
That is correspondent Jennifer King reporting. Hurricane Erin has been downgraded to a Category 3 hurricane now, but it's gaining in size again and forecast to gain more strength. The tropical storm warning in effect for the Turks and Caicos Islands in the southeast part of the Bahamas. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Bloodshed early Sunday morning in a New York nightclub. Correspondent Julie Walker says police still not sure at this time what caused that dispute, but the investigation is underway.
A shooting at Taste of City Lounge in Brooklyn just before 3:30 Sunday morning leaves three men dead, including a 19-year-old and nine others, both men and women, injured. In all, they range in age from 19 to 61. New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says there was some kind of dispute.
The shooting preliminarily appears to be gang-related.
She says the guns appear to be 9mm and 45 caliber, and a gun was recovered not far from the scene.
We believe that there were up to four shooters involved in this incident.
The commissioner says whenever gangs are involved, there's always concerns about retribution. Julie Walker, New York.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Mischief, magic, and Shakespeare. Shasta College invites you to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the classic romantic comedy full of tangled love triangles, enchanted forests, and hilarious chaos. Auditions are August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. Prepare a one-minute classical monologue, preferably comedic, from Shakespeare or the same period. Community members and students are welcome. For more information, call 530-242-7573. That's 530-242-7573. Step into the magic. Your role awaits.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Most definitely, and probably thinks he's smarter than a lot of people.
Yeah.
But in that field, and he had a house that he'd owned for a while, and it needed some cosmetic updating, but was in a nice area of town, not that bad a condition. But he just did not want to be disturbed by people coming through his house.
Yep.
Since he met virtually with patients. So he did not want to be showing his house at inopportune times. He didn't want to do the work to get the house into a more show-ready condition.
Yep.
And he was very private in general. Whenever he tried to call me, his number would never show up on the phone.
Okay, yeah, right.
So until he was ready to meet with me, I had no idea who I was talking to or anything else. But met with the gentleman, went through his house, made him an offer while we were, I was at the house, and he said, well, I have a couple other companies coming, so I'll let you know.
Okay.
And followed up with him within the next day, and he said, well, can you come up to Y price versus the number that you gave me? And I said, I really can't. I said, that is my best offer. And he said, well, okay, that's too bad, because I have another company that's offering more.
Okay.
And I said, well, as long as, you know, they're doing all the things that I said that I would do, that you're comparing equal companies, I said, if I were you, I'd probably go with them too. And so that's what he initially did. And a week later, I got a call back from him.
Oh, boy.
Saying,
here it comes.
Saying, are you still interested in buying the house? And I said, sure. And so we went ahead and bought the house.
And what happened? Yeah.
And one of the things that he wanted is, since he was moving out of town and didn't know when his new place was going to be ready, he wanted at least 4 weeks, potentially more, to stay in the house. And I said, that's fine. We can work out an agreement that would do that.
Yep.
So after everything was done, I asked him, what was it that caused you to come back to do business with me because you had, you know, chosen a different company?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, and he pointed out, again, that he was in the psychology field and that nobody's going to pull one over on him.
Right.
The company had promised him a certain amount. And within a few days, they came back and said, you know, we have some other things going on. We'd only be able to pay you X instead of Y.
Oh.
And
so here come the shenanigans.
Correct. Or whatever they were doing, I don't know.
Yeah.
And apparently, a couple days later, they came back again and said, we can pay you what we originally agreed to pay you.
Mm-mm.
And so this person, with all these things, oddities happening around the transaction, he said, you know, I don't want to have anything to do with you.
Yep.
And so he came back to me.
That's
and
good
said,
call. That's good call.
Yeah. And so he came back to me and said, how soon can you close? And so we closed in a few days. He had most of his proceeds, a little bit in escrow, and then he was able to make that transition to his new home. And he ended up staying at the house for 6 or 7 weeks instead of the original 4, but we accommodated whatever he needed to do. So that's one of those situations where I feel pretty good about, we're not always the highest or promised the most money, but I've always tried to do what I said I was going to do.
Well, you keep your word. You're an honest person. You are a veteran. You're one of the most stand-up individuals that I have ever had the privilege to know and meet and work with. And you're such a good fit on the show, because this show is about integrity and authenticity and doing the right thing. So he comes back and he's trying to say, well, you know, will you do this? Well, no, I gave you my best offer first. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, how many times have we all worked with someone and they said, well, we'll sell it to you for that? And, well, no, that's not going to work for me. We walk away. Well, no, I can sell it to you for that. You're like, why didn't you offer that to me the first time? Mm-hmm. So there's a blow to your integrity. And it's, for me, that's important. Some people, maybe it's less important. For me, it's very important.
Correct. And I as well. But that talking to someone like he is, was a professional that didn't have to do anything with a cash home buyer. He certainly could have just moved and sold his house in a conventional manner, but he chose to do business with me ultimately because he trusted me, he liked the benefits, and it accomplished what he wanted to accomplish.
Well, and like you said, he's a private person, and the work that he does, he cannot be interrupted with a realtor. It's nothing against realtors, but you know, sometimes you get a 5-minute phone call, hey, I've got a hot lead, somebody needs to move, we're going to be there in 5 minutes. They can't just bust into his house because he's doing virtual meetings with people needing psychological support, mm-hmm. Psychiatry or from a psychologist, whatever it was. And so you can't do that. And he also valued the privacy or the lack of an invasion of privacy.
Correct.
Because when you sell your house in traditional means, and again, sometimes that's the right call for sure. Last time I did that, our kids were little, and I swore to goodness I would never do it again because we got a lot of those calls, and I was appreciative that someone was interested in the house, but we had to round up all the kids. You could never relax because someone could be coming over at any time. Mm-hmm. That got on my nerves. And then I didn't like total strangers walking around my house. I did not really care for that.
Correct. And that we've encountered that a number of times, especially when a person's been in their home a long time. And I'm not saying this happens often, but I know that it has happened in the past where a person's medications will disappear.
Yep.
There's no way that an agent, I mean, hopefully they are doing a good job in screening people to make sure that they can actually buy the house before they get in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, if a person cares about that, that is a value to some people.
Absolutely. If this is resonating with you, you think that, you know, selling your home as is for cash, you do it quickly, you can stay in the home even after closing, okay, if that's your situation, reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you're selling your house and it needs a number of updates and repairs, it's always best to do at least something to improve the condition of the house. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you.
They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Big news, Redding. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and save big. Get 15% off GMV soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Redding community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Redding to learn more. Sale only valid at the Redding store.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
I mean, obviously, if you clean things up, take care of landscaping, do some nice things, it's not going to hurt anything.
Sure.
But in general, if a person says, you know, I'm going to paint, put new carpet, floor coverings down, but not do anything about the 30 or 40-year-old bathroom or kitchen,
yeah,
things like that,
uh-huh,
what my response is typically is either do everything to make the house as nice looking as you can, including new lighting, new electrical plates, things like that,
for
plugins,
yeah,
or do nothing.
Yep.
Because what will typically happen that I found is if you do some of the things, then a retail buyer is going to come into the house and their eyes are automatically going to be drawn to the things you haven't done.
Yep.
And depending on the market, they might put up with that or they might just turn around and go to the next house.
I think the market is still definitely hot enough, even though the interest rates are higher than they were, you know, a few years back, and they're coming down just a tiny bit. But I think the market is still hot enough to where they're going to see the 40-year-old bathroom and the pink, mm-hmm, the pink, you know, water fixture and the pink toilet or the yellow, whatever it is, right? And they're going to go, no, I don't think so. Because they're either going to expect the thing to be updated and kind of move in ready or not.
Correct.
Yeah.
That is correct. So that's my answer to mostly false for that.
Don't waste your time and your money. Do it all or do none of it.
That's right. And Steve, yeah, sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah,
but
no, check.
If I could, I've learned recently that the show is in the Pensacola, Florida market.
Yes, sir. We're on three different stations down in the Pensacola area.
That is great. It's some of my old stomping ground where I went to my military schools at.
Okay, yeah.
And also have some friends that are there.
Yeah.
And so I'd like to give a little shout out to Grace and Gary.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And their family, and hope they're doing well, and hope they're listening this week.
Hey, Grace and Gary, hope you're having a great summer. I'm jealous that you live in Florida. So. Hey. How about that? But yeah, shout out to Grace and Gary and your family, and let's hope they're listening. So give them a call, give them a heads up, and let them know they're famous now.
That's right.
They made the radio. This is Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, I don't want to just pass by too quickly on something that is very routine for you, but I don't think it's a routine thing. Is having someone sell their home, sell their house as is for cash, but then with you, with Home Downsizing Solutions, if there's a timing issue, like the last gentleman you talked about, you allow them to stay in the home even after it's sold.
That's correct. That's one of the biggest benefits that we've offered for years, but I think is one of the biggest benefits that people really appreciate is because it eliminates that catch-22 of, especially if a person's moving into a senior community, that they may not know when their apartment's going to be ready exactly, or when, you know, move out occurs that they can then move in. And so they want to sell the house. They know that they want to move to the community, but they don't want to sell the house because they don't want to be kicked out of the house.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Have to go to somewhere interim before they can move to their ultimate place that they're looking to move to. And they also don't want to move out and leave and be responsible for a vacant house just because they can move into the community. So it's kind of a catch-22 that yep. We can eliminate for them.
If that's resonating with you, I guarantee that perked up a lot of ears out there. 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, understand that you worked with another client recently, and it sounds like a pretty interesting story.
Correct. Again, it's a situation where I think people perceive that a company like mine only work with someone that has to sell, you know, the houses in disrepair, things like that. And this other, actually two instances of it, of working with people this past month or two, where they had nice houses, they didn't have to sell to a cash home buyer, but again, they saw the benefits and valued the benefits that we offer in that they didn't want to not know when their house is going to sell. They didn't want to depend on a person qualifying and closing on a loan. They didn't want people in the house. The houses both needed some cosmetics, but especially in one situation, not much.
Yeah.
She just didn't want the unknowns and the hassles of potential hassles of a traditional sale. And the other thing is, instead of just a cash offer, they chose to take an offer from me where we're basically turning their house into monthly payments.
Okay.
Into an income stream for them.
Okay.
Their houses were paid off. So instead of taking a certain amount of money for cash, we're able to pay more for the house overall if it's easy for us to buy the house. So they're getting a higher price for the house, and it's turning that equity into a monthly income stream. And so that's something else that we can do for people.
That sounds amazing. And I know that perked up some ears out there as well. Give Ben a call. If you have questions on, you know, how does that work? Do you think it would work with my home? And let's get into some of the details. Give him a call. He'll explain it to you. 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, you still have your stress-free home downsizing book. It's a senior's guide to selling your house and simplifying your life. That's an excellent book. Where can folks find that book?
People can just go to homedownsizing.com and go under the resources tab.
Okay.
And otherwise, I think the homedownsizingworkbook.com URL will get you to the same place. And so all of that information is free. I try and provide as much education as I can for people. And also, just as a reminder, my company doesn't just buy houses in Kansas City and Lincoln and Omaha, Nebraska, but we can offer home buying services elsewhere, even in Pensacola, Florida.
There we go. There we go. And this program is heard, 67 different radio stations in 29 different states. So don't be shy. Reach out to Ben Socek, Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, online at homedownsizing.com.
That's correct.
And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. And, it's amazing that You're breaking the mold. You're breaking that stereotype of, oh, you have to be desperate to find. It's just not true. You've been able to help recently some quality situations where they wanted the convenience of that and all the other issues that you had talked about. So that's fantastic.
That's correct. We just like saying that we're the easy button. If you're just looking for an easy way, press the easy button, call us, and we will do our best to provide the greatest service that we can for you.
Excellent, excellent. All right. Well, thank you, Ben, and we'll have more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Wide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726. Or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we have another guest on the program today. I'm really excited to visit with this gentleman, Zach Cram. He's a doctor of physical therapy, so he knows what he's talking about. He's also the president of Rehab Strategies. And Zach, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
You bet. You bet. So if you have questions for Zach, here's the phone number. Write it down. 317-412-6059. That's 317-412-6059. You could go online at thestrategies.net. Thestrategies.net. And Zach, you're a doctor of physical therapy, so I definitely know what you're talking about. I've been wanting to talk a lot more about rehab on the show, so I'm really glad you're here today. Tell us about Rehab Strategies and what y'all do with your company.
Yeah, sure. So Rehab Strategies is a family owned, therapist owned, provider of physical, occupational, and therapy services. And our niche is kind of partnering with skilled nursing, assisted living, and long-term care settings to provide the therapy services in those facilities. We offer contract management opportunities, but what we prefer to focus on is doing the full management of the contract, where we actually hire the staff and supply that to your facility. And we take all the headaches of therapy services away from anything in the facility so that the people who run the facility can focus on, you know, everything that they have to do. And you guys bring us in to kind of run therapy and just make sure that you guys are getting the outcomes and the services that you need in order to give, you know, your patients the highest quality of life, get them back in the swing of things that they were prior to whatever injury or deficit they're dealing with, but also help your facility turn a better profit and generate more revenue on therapy services.
Well, it makes sense to bring in a specialist to offer a specialized service. That's for sure. You don't have to reinvent the wheel and figure it all out. So that sounds really good. When did you start all of this?
Rehab Strategies was actually started by my dad, Ron Cram, who's a physical therapist as well, back in 2006. And he started it with just himself and a partner, and they were just a couple therapists that kind of staffed themselves out to different nursing homes and skilled nursing facilities. And then it started growing. So we're located in Indianapolis, and it started here in Indianapolis, like I said, with just like one or two contracts. I became a therapist in 2018 and have been kind of taking the reins since then. And since 2006 to now, we've actually expanded into Indiana and Ohio. and have gone from just one or two contracts, and now we have just under 20 skilled nursing facilities that we partner with across the Midwest that we currently service in present day.
And you started with two therapists, and now you're nearly 200 therapists.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, that tells me you're doing a great job. Otherwise, you're not going to be growing like that. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
What makes rehab strategies different?
Well, rehab strategy is a little bit different in the fact that, with PDPM, when that came into play a few years back, we knew as a therapy provider that therapy, the landscape of therapy and skilled nursing and long-term care was going to shift. And so we had a little bit of forefront into, you know, what that would look like. And a lot of the large chains and the national providers with PDPM have found ways to cut corners, cut down the amount of minutes they're supplying to their patients in these facilities, which leads to worse outcomes and less reimbursement that the facilities are able to get because they have lower quality measures and readmission rates are going through the roof. What Rehab Strategies did was we looked at what patients actually needed, what they really needed under RUGs, and we came up with a scheduling matrix for our short-term rehab patients that we actually supply at least the same amount of number of minutes as we were doing on RUGs for these patients, if not more. So we've done a case study where we looked at a large national chain, and they're providing about 30 minutes of therapy per discipline 5 days a week. What Rehab Strategies does with our scheduling matrix is it takes into account these patients' diagnoses, their pay source, you know, everything like that, and gives us a scheduling matrix that pops out a number. And what we found with that is we schedule our patients anywhere from 48 to 72 minutes per discipline per 5 days. So our big thing is we're still providing RUGs level therapy, but not charging the facilities a RUGs level price. We're doing it. We're making it work with PDPM, but the patients are getting a lot more therapy services in the facilities that we partner with.
So what is PDPM?
PDPM is the new payment system, essentially what it is for skilled nursing facilities. RUGs used to be a payment system where therapy drove the payment. So the more therapy you did per day, the more reimbursement your facility got. In 2018, 2019-ish, kind of during COVID, right before COVID started, PDPM was inserted. And what this did was it put how nursing homes get reimbursed onto the nursing side of things. So therapy was now just rolled into that. So therapy doesn't necessarily drive the reimbursement of skilled nursing facilities anymore.
Okay. Yep. And it all gets very complicated real fast. So
yeah.
And I'm assuming that you have full-time staff that are consistent at each of these communities so that you kind of know what to expect.
Yeah. So the other thing that we do a little bit differently, again, a lot of these large chains are just kind of having spread out therapists that cover a bunch of different facilities to get the bare minimum seen. Because of PDPM, there's really not a minimum that we have to treat anymore. So these large companies are kind of taking advantage of that and just running the same therapist in six or seven different buildings a day to kind of get that bare minimum and just see and say that they saw patients. What we do at Rehab Strategies, we actually craft a full team that's going to be a part of your facility. It's going to be a part of your culture, and it's going to be the team members that you know are going to be there day in and day out, all day long, so that your facility, your staff, your patients, and their family members all know who to talk to about therapy services, and we're going to be on site there being the team that you guys count on. So we pride ourselves in not having to run staff over different buildings. And part of that is we're allowed more minutes to see. So our staff has more time in the building to kind of build up that caseload and make a case for themselves being in one building.
Well, that makes sense. And I understand that you're able to offer, you know, high quality therapy in rural settings.
Yeah. So that's kind of been our key, kind of our niche that we've been working on really intently. Pretty much almost all 20 of our facilities that we partner with are all in very rural settings, and almost all of them brought us in when they did because they were having staffing issues. What we do as a small therapy-owned therapist-owned company, is we really work on building therapist networks in all corners of the state, in Indiana and Ohio where we're at. And what we do is we talk to people that are actually in the communities that we work with to get therapy staff on board. Even if we don't use them all the time, we want to have those people in those areas where we can call on them when we need help. A lot of these national chains and the big companies use large national staffing agencies and things like that where they're having people move in for a couple weeks and then they go to Hawaii for the next couple weeks and yeah. they bounce around, where we really focus on building the relationship in the community with the therapists that actually live and work around the facility that you have.
Well, the quality there would outshine another situation where they're moving people in and out and then using supplemental staffing themselves. Zach, tell us briefly, because we're coming up on a break, explain when rehab therapy is paid for by Medicare.
So, yeah, with Rehab Strategy, again, we partner with skilled nursing and long-term care facilities. And typically in those, if you have traditional Medicare, we're either going to see you under Part A or Part B benefits. Part A is traditional skilled therapy with the goal of going home. That's technically inpatient therapy. So you're in the facility to do therapy and get better and go to a different level of care, whether that be home or an assisted living. In order to get Part A therapy, what you have to do is you have to have a 3-night qualifying hospital stay. And once you do, then you come into the facility and everything therapy-wise is covered under Part A therapy, Part A benefits. With that being said, you have up to 100 days on that. However, with the current landscape of insurance, is a lot of times people don't get that full time. So a lot of times people stay in the facility longer than just their allotment of Part A benefit.
That makes sense.
So when that happens, we can switch someone to Part B therapy. Part B therapy is for outpatient settings, assisted livings, or long-term care facilities where someone either ran out of their Part A stay or they're just a long-term care patient that has Part B benefits and they can get therapy services as a long-term care resident, not necessarily with the intensity of going back home.
That makes sense. And Zach, hold on. And right after the break, I want to continue that conversation. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Here's what happens when you pick winners and losers in a free market economy.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Biden gave car manufacturer Rivian $6 billion. Now, Rivian is losing $41,000 for every car sold. That is not a business model.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. And today we're visiting with Zach Cram. He's a doctor of physical therapy and president of Rehab Strategies. And if any of that got your attention, I know it did. It probably resonated with many people. Here's his phone number. Give him a call, 317-412-6059. We're online at thestrategies.net. thestrategies.net. And if you are a skilled nursing facility, you have long-term care, and you're looking for maybe a new rehab partner, reach out to Zach, and you never know, that might work out to be a great partnership. And Zach, we talked about Part A benefits, Part B benefits for rehab therapy. What's the difference? I don't think very many people understand this. What's the difference between acute rehab and rehab provided in the long-term care setting?
Sure, yeah. So most skilled nursing facilities that we partner with have both, both a skilled unit and an acute rehab unit and long-term care residents that call that facility home. The big difference is with the acute rehab, we're typically, it's a little more intense. We're doing longer treatments. We're doing more days of the week. And we're really working, you know, every aspect to get this person back to a level that they can get to where they were either previously, whether it be an AL or at home independently or living with family. In the long-term rehab, we're pretty much looking at, trying to keep these people in place so they're not having a functional decline where they would have to go down a step of care. But also B, just keeping our current residents healthy, keeping them out of the hospital, keeping tabs on them to make sure they're as strong as they possibly can be so that staff doesn't have a huge burden of taking care of them, and just keeping them as independent as possible within our, you know, within the facilities that we partner with.
Okay, excellent. Mr. Zach Cram, he's a doctor of physical therapy and president of Rehab Strategies at 317-412-6059. We're online at thestrategies.net. And Zach, it doesn't end with Rehab Strategies.
Yeah.
I think over the year there's been an evolution, and you had kind of referred to it earlier, that with your dad's efforts, and this has led to ownership of some long-term care communities, and you call that Care Strategies. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, rehab. So we did it a little bit backwards than most
yeah.
than most people do. Most nursing home owners or skilled nursing facility owners kind of start in the skilled nursing world and then bring vendors in-house and try to do everything on their own with pharmacy, therapy, things like that. What we did was we got so comfortable with being in skilled nursing facilities as the therapy provider, and we were in them all the time and just doing all types of things, not just therapy, but partnerships and different events and things like that, that we felt like we could really – you know, do a good job and provide great care as clinicians owning a skilled nursing facility in, or chain of facilities. So back in 2020, Rehab Strategies sort of expanded into buying and purchasing skilled nursing facilities. And so now we have a chain of five facilities that we actually own ourselves throughout Indiana. And we obviously provide the rehab, you know, the therapy services there with Rehab Strategies. But we actually own and operate all five of these facilities and every aspect that goes with them.
So I love that. Clinician-owned, anytime it's clinician-owned, I think that's just a I just think it's a built-in, immediate competitive advantage. Family-operated, I love that. I could not love that more.
Yeah.
and it's fantastic. So, and good timing, right? You did this right before COVID, and then COVID happened. You're like, oh,
yep.
Man, what did we do?
Yep, absolutely. And you touched on it. Clinician-owned, you know, I'm a therapist. My wife's an occupational therapist, and she's very involved in all of our companies. My brother is an HSA, and he also has his MBA, and he is our CFO of all the different companies. And then, like I said, my dad is a PT at trade and kind of started all this. And it's just kind of grown from, like I said, two therapists with Rehab Strategies up to owning and operating five facilities and having 20 therapy contracts. So.
Yep, and nearly 200 therapists, started all from two. That's fantastic. So
yeah.
Where are all of your skilled nursing facilities located?
Yeah, so we have, again, they're pretty rural throughout Indiana. Again, we have five of them. We have two facilities located in Muncie, Indiana, one called Cardinal Care and one called Brookside Care Strategies. Brookside Care is a mental health and behavioral heavy facility, and Cardinal Care is long-term care, skilled nursing, short-term rehab, traditional SNF facility.
All right, so let's back up a minute. So you have a mental health and behavioral health facility, and you're offering rehab therapy there. That's not the same approach as you would use in a traditional geriatric care setting. Is that correct?
Correct, yes. It's quite a bit different. A lot of the patients in that particular facility are younger and a lot of them don't have a whole lot of physical impairments. Now, they do have a lot of safety impairments, so it's a lot of training on safety awareness and functional mobility and things like that, and taking care of themselves with OT, you know, daily activities like showering, getting dressed. A lot more things like that at that facility that play into the cognitive aspect of therapy.
I would think you'd have to have a lot more patience, and I mean patience as in
yes.
being patient, not a
Absolutely.
Patient, in a mental health type of facility, because God bless them,
yep.
you know, they've got these cognitive issues. And so you
yep.
probably have to maybe take some different approaches there. And I really appreciate the, the flexibility, and you're able to do, you know, to offer your excellent rehab services for a completely different clientele. That's pretty
yeah.
talented. That's fantastic.
Absolutely. And then we do have three facilities in southern Indiana Two in Lagodi, which is kind of close to French Lick, Indiana, if anyone's heard of that before. They're very rural, but
Larry Bird area, right? I think
exactly.
I've heard of that guy somewhere. I don't know.
Yep. Sycamore Care Strategies is a long-term care facility that also has skilled nursing and short-term rehab. But that facility also specializes in dementia. We're dementia certified there, so it's a fully locked facility, and we specialize in that, which is kind of unique for the rural southern Indiana area.
And that's a different lane right there too. Now we have dementia,
yeah.
Dementia care with your, and that's even a different approach. So that's great.
And then Poplar Care Strategies is a traditional SNF, again in Lagodi, Indiana. And we have a huge therapy gym there, and it's really focused on short-term rehab to home patients, plus our long-term care, and skilled nursing folks there. And then the fifth facility we have is located in Vincennes, Indiana, and it's called Gentle Care Strategies. And it's a smaller facility that specializes in rehab to home and long-term care as well.
That's excellent. Zach Cram, he's a doctor of physical therapy and president of Rehab Strategies. If this is resonating with you, if you want more information, maybe to partner up with Rehab Strategies, give Zach a call at 317-412-6059 or online at thestrategies.net. And Zach, thanks so much for being on the program. Keep up the great work.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. And I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. U.S. diplomat Steve Witkoff says Russian leader Vladimir Putin agreeing the United States and European allies could offer Ukraine a security guarantee resembling somewhat NATO's collective defense mandate as part of an eventual deal that would end the war. He says it should be a key topic Monday when Ukrainian leaders and a number of NATO leaders meet with President Trump at the White House. Following a weekend that produced few results, military affairs analyst Robert McGinnis says if the Russia-Ukraine ceasefire talks are going anywhere, three steps are essential.
We need to lock in an enforcement mechanism. In other words, there need to be neutral observers. We need to have intelligence available, oversight technologies in place that are agreed to by both parties.
And he says this is about Ukraine, not America.
We need to keep Ukraine at the center. It's their country that's at war with Russia, not the United States. And Zelensky needs to have a real voice and a veto over any territorial issues.
President Trump taking a new look at reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president said he's looking at the pros and cons of changing the way the federal government regulates marijuana.
I've heard great things having to do with medical, and I've had bad things having to do with just about everything else.
MAGA supporter and Trump ally Charlie Kirk opposes reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug, complaining that everything already smells like weed. He wrote online he hopes this doesn't happen. The president said he plans to decide in the coming weeks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Air Canada suspending plans to restart operations after the union decided to defy a return-to-work order. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no, no, you can't do that, you can't go there, you can't play your favorite sport, you better sit this one out. It's no way to live. If pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help you get back to living life again on your terms, one where you say yes a whole lot more. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors and scientists, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it for good. Whether it's your back, neck, your joints, your muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. Give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, a low-cost way for you to sort of take it out for a test drive. Less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. See how you could live with less pain, and you can say yes to more of everything you want with Relief Factor.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott calling a new special legislative session to cover a sweeping array of bills as Democratic lawmakers signal they might be ready to end their political stunt. He says it's ironic Democrats from his state fled to Illinois to protest plans to redraw the Texas voting map.
Illinois is the quintessential example of gerrymandering. You know, if you're going to protest map drawing and protest what you claim is gerrymandering, why would you go to Illinois? That's like if you're going to protest beer, going to Milwaukee.
He says Democrat governors are promising to add new congressional districts if Texas does the same. He calls those threats hollow. Road safety activists in some states are pushing to depart from a longstanding rule that sets speed limits in the United States based largely on how fast drivers actually travel. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Well, the Trump team has agreed to leave the Washington, D.C. police chief in control of the department. Move comes after city officials sued to block the president's take over the Washington police. Many members of Congress, though, do back the president.
That's what's happening in D.C. on law enforcement, which is why crime is out of control. I mean, literally, the homicide rate is something like between 3 and 5 times that of Mexico City, which is a narco state run by criminal cartel gangs.
He emphasizes so-called stats claiming crime is down are just flat wrong. Bloodshed. Early Sunday morning in New York City, police say at least 4 gunmen opened fire in a bar, killing 3 people, wounding 9 more. Thus far, no arrests have been made. Authorities believe an argument may have led to the violence, although the investigation is just getting underway. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Mischief, magic, and Shakespeare. Shasta College invites you to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the classic romantic comedy full of tangled love triangles, enchanted forests, and hilarious chaos. Auditions are August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. Prepare a one-minute classical monologue, preferably comedic, from Shakespeare or the same period. Community members and students are welcome. For more information, call 530-242-7573. That's 530-242-7573. Step into the magic. Your role awaits.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing and Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
Tried synthetic thyroid. Have benefited from natural thyroid. So I'm sure that the huge community of people out there, many of my patients and perhaps millions of patients in the United States who rely on natural thyroid for their well-being will be up in arms around this. And we want to hear from you because we're going to conduct a campaign to push back on FDA restrictions to access to natural thyroid. To paraphrase Charlton Heston, he once said this about guns, only from my cold, dead hands will you pry my natural thyroid. All right, well, that's what a lot of people feel, but conventional doctors disparage natural thyroid as piggy thyroid. It's old-fashioned. We've improved on Mother Nature with synthetic thyroid formulations, and so there's no need for animal thyroid. The argument against animal thyroid is that it's sometimes a little tough to standardize it because there have been reports in some cases of natural thyroid not being potent enough. It doesn't assay out to deliver what it is claimed, or alternatively to be too potent to cause people to overdose on thyroid. And so I've written extensively about this through the years. When this came out, I reviewed all the articles that I've written over the last decade or so, even longer. And one of them, I summarize the evidence for the superiority of natural thyroid. It's called Natural Thyroid Vindicated, and I'll republish that and put it out in our newsletter this week or next. In a study published in, this is in 2020, in the September edition of Annals of Family Medicine, researchers compared synthetic thyroid medication to natural desiccated thyroid, Armour Thyroid, Nature Thyroid, NDT, which stands for natural desiccated thyroid. And what they found is that many patients regard the natural thyroid as superior. So they wrote an editorial entitled Returning to a Patient-Centered Approach in the Management of Hypothyroidism. A lot of doctors tell patients, well, you know, you shouldn't be taking that. Get off of that because that's old-fashioned. In that editorial, they note that the shift to synthetic natural to synthetic thyroid, which occurred in the 1970s, led to discouragement of the use of natural thyroid. And they say this one-size-fits-all approach does not work for all patients. Emerging evidence shows that for many patients, symptoms persist despite normal TSH values. In other words, they treat the blood test, not the patients. And there's also, I quote an article from 2020 entitled, Patient Experiences and Perceptions Associated with the Use of Desiccated Thyroid Extract. That's the animal form of thyroid. 58% of patients surveyed cited, quote, lack of improvement in hypothyroidism-related symptoms as their rationale for switching from synthetic to natural. and 22% had side effects with conventional thyroid meds. 81% of patients describe natural thyroid as, quote, moderately to majorly effective and, quote, more effective than previous therapy. 77% said it was more effective. The most frequently described benefits associated with natural thyroid were, quote, an improvement in symptoms, 56%, and, quote, a change in overall well-being, 34%. And so it is clear that for many, natural thyroid is the answer. And so this is not an immediate ban. All right. Just to give you an idea of what's going on here, natural thyroid, it has a grandfathered status. It's been on the market well before the FDA's drug approval process began in 1938. But they want to modernize the effort. And some may think, well, what the heck is MAHA getting behind this? We thought that we were going to see under the Trump administration, under MAHA, an administration more hospitable to natural interventions. But actually, this current initiative began under the Biden administration. Back in 2022, before Trump was elected, they said it would be enforced, this new edict about getting something called a BLA, a biological licensing application, would be enforced after 2029. Okay, so this is a kind of an arduous process. You've got to go and you've got to submit all kinds of paperwork, and you have to have your batches tested. And so it's going to require a lot of work on the part of manufacturers of natural thyroid. But according to Mary Shulman, who's been a frequent guest on Intelligent Medicine, she's been on many of our podcasts. She's one of the foremost American advocates and international advocates of natural thyroid. She says, my take is that this is not political. It's financial. Follow the money. A company called AbbVie makes the top-selling synthetic brand of thyroid. It's called Synthroid. Many of you are familiar with it. Many of you may be taking it. They also have cornered the market on the top-selling natural thyroid, which is Armour Thyroid. And Shulman says they have the deep pockets and experience to get the biological licensing approval for a drug. And so it may be in their interest to insist on more rigorous standards because it's going to push out the competition. And so when Armour gets approval, and hopefully it will before the 2029 deadline, it can then come out, says Mary Shulman, and will likely have a monopoly on the natural thyroid market. And so they're saying that this does not necessarily mean the end to natural thyroid. We needn't panic. But yet, we need to hear from our vast constituency of people who take natural thyroid, who take natural desiccated thyroid, and other brands like Nature Thyroid. It's unclear whether AbbVie will have biological approval by the deadline. And it's also possible that prices will spike when they go to market with this FDA-approved natural thyroid. That may be part of the scheme, is to monopolize natural thyroid and make it more expensive. But meanwhile, there's a campaign. You can write to your members of Congress. You can write to your senators. You can use some of the links that I'll be providing you in the next few weeks. My organization, the Alliance for Natural Health, is going to conduct a campaign to let Congress and the FDA and the regulators know that many, many people depend for their well-being on natural thyroid. And I got to say, you know, when I put this up on social media, a lot of my followers on social media were dismayed to hear that their access to natural thyroid was going to be limited. And they are very, very vociferous about demanding that the FDA rescind this edict and allow them access to these products. And by the way, The problem is not confined to natural thyroid. There have been several highly publicized recalls of synthetic thyroid. Levothyroxine, Synthroid has been subject to many recalls because of improper standardization. Too little in the stated dose or too much. And so it's not a problem uniquely about natural thyroid. So, you know, I'm not with those endocrinologists who disparage natural thyroid as old-fashioned, as piggy thyroid. They call it disparagingly. I'm a big fan of natural thyroid replacement because it really makes a difference in terms of patient well-being. We'll hear more and more on this theme, so stay tuned here on Intelligent Medicine. We've already booked several experts on natural thyroid, and we'll be talking about the situation going forward. So hang in there. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Unlock the secret of the muscadine grape, nature's antioxidant powerhouse. It's the only grape with an extra pair of chromosomes that supercharges its health benefits. It's packed with more antioxidants than blueberries, cranberries, acai, or pomegranates, and its unique genetic edge provides a rich concentration of protective phytonutrients like ellagic acid, resveratrol, quercetin, anthocyanidins, and more. Backed by 15 years of scientific research, you can harness the power of the muscadine grape with the Mighty Muscadine Supplement, supporting heart health, promoting a strong immune system, enhancing brain function, improving joint and sexual health, and aiding in a healthy inflammatory response. The Mighty Muscadine Supplement helps you age better with a science-backed, easy-to-take capsule. I've added it to my daily regimen and feel the difference that nature and an extra pair of chromosomes can make. Visit MightyMuscadine.com and use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off site-wide. That's MightyMuscadine.com, America's first grape with powerful benefits for your health. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options for natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new extra support sleep and calm wellness blends.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What'd it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck? Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanComplaw.com.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we'll be taking some of your calls momentarily. But first, in what may be a sign of the times, the company Beyond Meat is headed to Chapter 11 bankruptcy. According to a news story on thestreet.com, kind of monitors developments on Wall Street, the plant-based meat company has reported falling sales and dwindling cash. So what they're saying here is that the uptake of faux meat has not been quite as anticipated. They say Beyond Meat has had an ugly quarter. Sales in the second quarter dropped by nearly 20% year over year, and as a result, they're headed for Chapter 11. So this is something that I think a lot of people are pushing back on. You know, we've demonized meat, and yet a lot of people have tried the plant-based meat, which is supposed to be healthier. There's no saturated fat. There's no cholesterol, but they just don't like it. And they also have become skeptical of claims that meat is the culprit in our epidemics of chronic disease. Many studies now vindicating meat, and many more people concerned about their protein intake, about having complete animal-based protein as part of their diet. And so some of these big startups that started with great fanfare, their stocks soared, and now have plummeted. They become penny stocks, and Beyond Meat is headed to Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Another meat-related story, interesting story about Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard, which is kind of an enclave for the wealthy. There's an epidemic of alpha-gal syndrome. Alpha-gal is transmitted by ticks, and, you know, there are a lot of ticks up in Massachusetts, where alpha-gal syndrome is transmitted by ticks. And what it does is it creates an allergy to meat. And what they found, astonishingly, data from Martha's Vineyard Hospital found that out of 1,254 tests for the allergy, 523 came back positive. Nearly, I guess that's about 40% came back positive. So more and more people are turning out to have a condition, a tick-borne illness that causes meat intolerance. It's actually been suggested by some vegan proponents that we bioengineer a meat allergy into humans, giving them shots which make them meat allergic so that we can save the planet and turn everyone into vegans. I don't think so. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence that's made us Redding's most trusted roofing company. Continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability, Hunter Roofing. Call us at 530-999-5622. 530-999-5622.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Veterans are twice as likely than those who haven't served in the military to develop ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. ALS is a neurodegenerative disease that affects nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord, causing patients to lose the ability to walk, speak, and swallow on their own. Veteran Elizabeth Fassler lives with ALS and is helping to raise awareness about this incurable disease.
I was honored to serve my country, and now I serve in a different way, by sharing my story of living with ALS and spreading awareness among veterans. I think it's important for people with ALS to feel connected with others, and I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to become part of the Share Your Story community. To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio.
This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
More than 48 million people in North America are deaf or hard of hearing, but there are very few sign language interpreters. So, with the help of AI, the folks at SignSpeak have developed a sign language interpreter. Jamie Payano from SignSpeak explains.
So we've created proprietary software that would essentially do the two mechanisms that an interpreter does, which is interpret sign language into voice and then voice back into sign language. And then we also have a human force behind it. So our goal is really making sure that deaf people get access everywhere. And our technology extends beyond interpretation. Anything that has voice recognition now can be activated through sign language.
Head over to sign-speak.com for more. That's sign-speak.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. A big theme in our program is that you, our listeners, get to participate. The way you do so is by jotting down this number, 877-726-8255. If you've got a medical question, or perhaps you want to weigh in on the thyroid problem, I urge people, by the way, to call about this looming ban on natural thyroid, because many of you rely on natural thyroid, and we'd like to hear from you what your experience has been with natural thyroid. You can call 877-726-8255, or for any question like this caller, let's hear it.
Hi, doctor, and all listening. I'd just like to ask a question about recently had no trauma, but I had weight loss, height loss, and muscle loss all around the same time, all over an extremely short period of time, possibly over a few nights or days, about a year and a half ago. I'm taking lots of supplements. I'm taking a little physical therapy. I'm doing stretching almost every day. By now, it's a year and a half, and I am getting plenty of rest where I can. Okay, thank you so much for your answer. Thank you.
Okay, so you know, this is an interesting question, and it's actually a medical dilemma, because when somebody checks in with sudden weight loss, it is often important to do a medical workup to find out, is there something going on? Is there some sort of medical condition that is causing weight loss? It could be a hormonal condition. It could be hyperthyroidism. Hyperthyroidism, in contrast to hypothyroidism, low thyroid, too high a thyroid can make you rapidly lose weight. But there are other medical conditions that can do that. And in men, typically, men as they age, they tend to have reductions in their level of testosterone. And when you have low T, that can result in muscle wasting. But you could also have a digestive ailment. You can even have potentially a hidden cancer. So you do a medical workup, and at the end of the day, often these medical workups don't yield anything, and they just say, well, you know, that happens when you age. And in fact, there are what appear to be aging spurts. People don't age just like on a continuum. Sometimes there are bursts of aging where the process of age-related muscle loss called sarcopenia can accelerate over a short period of time. And then you plateau, you stabilize, you may recover somewhat, but, you know, it's a step towards frailty. So things that you can do, first of all, make sure you get a good medical workup because, you know, if you were to come to see me, I would do all the appropriate tests to find out if there was some underlying problem. And if it's just good old-fashioned sarcopenia, well, we could give you things that are anabolic, like DHEA, or we could give you testosterone replacement. New studies suggest that it is quite safe for men to take testosterone replacement. We used to think, oh, it's going to contribute to a high incidence of prostate cancer. That's not the case, that it was associated with increased risk for cardiovascular disease. That's not the case, according to this big study. And so that can be anabolic and can slow the progression of sarcopenia. And also consider taking in increased amounts of protein. You can take whey protein or any of the other bioavailable forms of protein, take it in a shake. Add some creatine because creatine is anabolic. Personally, after taking creatine, you know, it's been a couple of years that I've been taking it steadily. I put on about 8 or 10 pounds of muscle weight, that in conjunction with resistance training. I think resistance training is also important in terms of forestalling weight loss. And consider taking the supplement leucine, because leucine, too, is an essential amino acid that appears to slow the rate of muscle loss. It's an essential amino acid, especially for muscle maintenance. And if you take vegetarian protein powders, they're sometimes a little skimpy in leucine. Some of the vegetarian protein powders, the good ones, have leucine added back into them to more closely approximate the profile that you get from eating meat or taking whey protein, which is more of a complete protein. So there you have it. That's, you know, what you ought to do is try some of these things. But do it over a period of time. Do it over 3 to 6 months and report back to us. You're welcome to record another question and tell us if some of these things have worked for you, because this is a common predicament, especially as men and women age, but particularly men, more associated with male aging. 877-726-8255 is our number. Folks, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature, and pain control, as well as inflammatory and immune responses. I really consider CBD one of the most important breakthroughs in herbal products of the 21st century. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. I take CBD Sleep, it's a gummy, and I take it at bedtime and usually helps me sleep. But just last night, I felt, I don't know, I was a little bit, I had some things on my mind. Maybe I was anticipating doing the show this morning, and I woke up at 4 a.m. But that I hadn't gotten enough sleep. I'd only gotten like 6 hours of sleep, and I wanted some additional sleep. So I took the CBD Calm, and I have to say that within 20 minutes, I felt like my sheets were enveloping me in a kind of a cotton-like cumulus cloud, and I was relaxed and got an additional couple of hours of restorative sleep, and I woke up not groggy, was able to work out, and it was all good. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied, effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options and natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra support CBD Calm, as I mentioned, helps ease tension, it soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. You can use a coupon code Hoffman30 to get 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new extra support sleep and calm wellness blends. All right, this is a big story over the past few weeks, and I wanted to tell you about it last week, but I was on vacation. Overuse of CT scans could cause 100,000 extra cancers in the U.S. Whoa, what's up with that? Okay, this is a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association. It's a modeling study. And so I just want you to keep in mind that this is not a study that says that there's proof positive that there are 100,000 extra cancers due to CT scans. Just as climate science is based on modeling, okay, so they model like if the, you know, various temperatures increase at the rate that they've been increasing, and they look at historical data and blah, 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 they'll find out that there will be, according to some people, a climate apocalypse. According to others, no biggie, maybe a couple of degrees of temperature increase that won't be as consequential. So in this study, they noted that 93 million CT scans were carried out in 2023 alone. And since 2009, the number of CT scans has only increased. In the U.S., the number has risen by 30%. And the research team calculated the number of cancers expected in the future in the U.S. population that will be linked to the 93 million CT scans carried out on 62 million people in 2023. And they came up with a number of 100,000. So what that translates to is if you've gotten a lot of CT scans, say, you know, more than just one, maybe two, three, and some people get several through the course of their lifetime, that may increase your risk of cancer by as much as 5%. What they found is it particularly disturbing was the CT scans carried out in 2.5 million children per year would result in 9,700 cancers, okay, because often they're done on the head, okay? They're done on the brain, because kids fall and hurt their heads, and then they have to do a CT scan because of liability, CYA. In the old days, they would, like, put an ice pack on your head and, you know, go home, and your parents will watch you, and if you're in serious trouble, you'll go to the emergency room now, immediately. CT scan. And a lot of kids getting CT scans, and the developing brain may be especially susceptible to the radiation as a CT scan, which could be as much as 50 to 100 times as much radiation as you get from just a regular X-ray, okay? Because CT scans are a composite of many X-rays. They take a lot of X-rays, and then they summate them and make a 3D image. In adults, future cancers are likely to be linked to chest and abdomen CTs, whereas in children, brain CT scans carry a higher risk. So that's a concern. So CT scans are great for, you know, say you have abdominal pain, especially on the lower right side, and they think it's appendicitis. CT scans are very good for diagnosing appendicitis. But what's interesting is that in the UK, it's hard to get a CT scan. Number one, the National Health Service is going broke, okay? So they don't have the money. And they're rationing healthcare, which isn't that great. But on the other hand, they have regulations where when it suggests you get a CT scan, it must be reviewed by radiologists and only carried out when clinically justified. And therefore, the UK is one of the lowest rates of CT scans per population in the advanced countries, less than 100 scans per 1,000 people compared with over 250 scans per 1,000 people in the U.S. In other words, a quarter of Americans get CT scans. In UK, it's 10%. There's a use case for using CT scans for screening. For example, there's something called a spiral CT scan for lung cancer screening in smokers. If you've been a heavy smoker, and even if you don't have symptoms, they might suggest that you get routine CT scans. They use the spiral CT, which is a little lower radiation. And the benefit may outweigh the risk, because discovering lung cancer early, it's more treatable. But so this is concerning, but I have an issue with this. And this is pointed out by some of the critics of this study. People get CT scans, by and large, are less healthy than people who don't get CT scans. I consider myself a healthy person. I've never had a CT scan. I've had an MRI because I hurt my knee. I needed an MRI to see what's going on. MRIs, no radiation, just magnetic. People who get a lot of CT scans are often not healthy people. So they try to factor for that. They try to match the people, you know, in terms of their health status and, you know, various characteristics. But critics of this say a large portion of CT scans are performed on patients who are actively undergoing diagnosis or treatment of significant disease or injury. Including these patients in the statistical estimation of possible future cancers results in a significant overestimation of theoretical future cancer risk. In other words, there's sometimes what's called a healthy user bias. So they find that vegetarians are healthier often than meat eaters, but vegetarians may be healthier in other ways. They may do yoga. They may really restrict their calories. They may be less likely to smoke, less likely to be obese. So it's a healthy user bias. This might be the unhealthy user bias. In other words, people get a lot of CT scans. They're less healthy. Stuff's going on with them all the time. And therefore, they might be at slightly higher risk of cancer. So the researchers in this try to control from that by removing tests performed the last year of life from their calculations. And then they even did a secondary analysis. They excluded tests performed up to 2 years before death. But critics of this study say that if you really want to know, you want to exclude all the CT scans done 5 years before death, okay? Because a lot of problems emerge 5 or more years before the time that you die. And obviously, patients with cancer, they may receive a lot of CT scans, often to monitor the progress of therapy. They get what are called PET CT scans, which give them higher radiation. And so could take this with a grain of salt, but clearly there is a risk, and we need some discretion about doing so many CT scans. And part of it is defensive medicine in this country, is that, you know, if in doubt, do the study, because if you don't, you miss something. God forbid, they'll sue you. And also, frankly, CT scans are a great source of revenue for hospitals and for radiology practices which perform the CT scans. So there's a profit motive, and where profit motive is involved, there are going to be more CT scans, unlike UK, where there's kind of the opposite. It's about cost containment, because all this stuff is paid for by the National Health Service. So, you know, interesting study, you know, don't be so eager to get a CT scan. You know, whole body CT scans, I'm against that. The whole notion of, like, get a whole body CT, you know, to see, oh, how am I doing? Mm-mm, not for me. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You heard us talk about the powerful immune, supportive, and anti-aging benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat here on Intelligent Medicine. Himalayan tartary buckwheat is an ancient superfood that works to undo cellular stress and rejuvenate systems throughout the body. Now, Dr. Jeffrey Bland is out with a unique formulation of Himalayan tartary buckwheat called HTB Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. HTB Rejuvenate harnesses the extraordinary benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat combined with other synergistic ingredients that together leave you feeling more balanced, with a stronger immune system ready to take on whatever comes your way. HTB Rejuvenate is designed to help fight oxidative stress and promote mental clarity. It's like a daily reset for your well-being. HTB Rejuvenate is available in capsules, powder, and great-tasting chocolate chews. To learn more and to order HTB Rejuvenate, just go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for HTB Rejuvenate.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Big news, Redding. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and save big. Get 15% off GMV soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler Ariat and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Redding community. Come celebrate with us. Visit grangecoop.com/Redding to learn more. Sale only valid at the Redding store.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Paperwork and make sure your parents get their disability checks faster than you can ever do it on your own. Guaranteed. If one of your parents got injured on the job and can't work, they're entitled to receive the money they need until they can get back on their feet. It's free to learn more, so call right now.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I got it.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor. Learn how you can support the veteran in your life at MakeTheConnection.net.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
On our special China edition this week, find out what the Middle Kingdom has been up to both militarily and economically. Find all the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. In this week's newsletter, I talk about some of the natural approaches to maintaining cognitive health and a breakthrough study that I'll talk about in hour two about lithium for Alzheimer's disease. But first, a phone call, 877-726-8255, our number, let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Quick question, again, a blood test was done, and this is an annual checkup. So they did check the iron and the TIBC. The iron bound, the TIBC was in the range, that's normal, 411. The UIBC was on the high side, which I'm not that concerned about. It's 378. My question to you is, my iron saturation was flagged with an alert. It was only 8, and the range is 15 to 55. How concerned should I be about this rating of 8? It's pretty scary when you see the word alert on it when you get the test results back. Just wanted your opinion. How serious is this? And any ideas? I had a capsule endoscopy done back in March, because it was a little low, I guess 8 months or 9 months ago. And they didn't find anything on that. They said I was normal. So, just wondering what else you would explore with this, or is it just that I'm anemic? Thanks for all you do again. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay, so let's break it down for you. There's a finding that you have a low iron saturation. So you have an iron level, and then you have a total iron binding capacity, and saturation is a percentage. So how saturated are your iron binders? And they're kind of undersaturated. Suggesting that you might have a low iron. But there's several stages in iron deficiency. One is what you have, where you may have a low iron. But a check on that would be a ferritin to look at your whole body stores of iron. Your CBC, which is your total blood count, an easy test, costs just a few dollars, can tell you if you're truly anemic. You might not be anemic. You might just be a little low in iron. You might up your game with natural sources of heme iron. That's the best way to replete iron. Eat more meat. But obviously your doctors are concerned. They want to know if there's a source of bleeding. Typically there can be more bleeding when you're taking aspirin or when you have hemorrhoids or when you take nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs chronically. There can be a kind of a seepage of iron from your body. They need to do a workup to find out what the cause of it is, and that's what the capsule endoscopy is designed to do. So try some iron supplementation and see if it gets better.
Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage, and they're ability to create energy drops. MitoPure restores your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer, so I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase, including the all-new MitoPure gummies. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/Hoffman.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. U.S. officials says Russian leader Vladimir Putin has agreed the United States and European allies could offer Ukraine a security guarantee resembling somewhat NATO's collective defense mandate. That as part of an eventual deal to end the war. Military affairs analyst Robert McGinnis, meanwhile, says President Trump must use sanctions against Putin as leverage, not currency.
Any relief should be phased, conditional, and reversible. And I know Mr. Trump fully appreciates that. He's the chief of tariffs, and he's got the attention of the Chinese and the Indians, which are the two major buyers of Russian energy, which, of course, is keeping the Russian economy going.
Three Republican-led states deploying hundreds of members of their own National Guard troops to Washington, D.C. Here's White House correspondent Greg Plugston with that story.
Governors in West Virginia, Ohio, and South Carolina announced they're sending troops from their states to assist the Trump administration's takeover of the District of Columbia's police department. As many as 750 additional National Guard members will join their counterparts in Washington. Last week, President Trump activated the D.C. National Guard to aid local law enforcement in what the White House calls an effort to crack down on crime and homelessness in the nation's capital. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Officials say rescue teams have recovered dozens of bodies from the rubble of collapsed homes in northwestern Pakistan, bringing the death toll to at least 274, as authorities defended their response to the heavy flooding and said they did not need any foreign help at this point. Two firefighters have been killed in Portugal when a fire truck skidded off the road and plunged down a large embankment. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside, getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your life. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Relief Factor is the daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it uses a special formula of 4 natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is to get your days going without any pain. Sleep can get you out of pain by taking their 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Simply call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want to live. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF.
President Trump recently signing that executive order aimed at expanding the investment options available in a 401k retirement plan. Steve Moore is a former Trump economic advisor.
What you want to do in these 401k plans and your retirement plans is you can take, you know, bigger risks, you know, in the stock market at the beginning, but then as you get closer to your retirement, like I'm 65, so I'm, you know, getting closer to being retired. I don't want to take big risks even with the money that I've made. So you adjust your portfolio based on your age and so on.
U.S. Postal Service facing congressional attempts to strip billions in federal EV funding. Effort comes a year after the agency was honored for its plan to replace thousands of aging gas-powered mail trucks with a mostly electric fleet. In June, the Senate blocked a Republican proposal to sell off the agency's new EVs and infrastructure and rescind any remaining money. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Hurricane Erin is now a Category 3 as it moves between Bermuda and the U.S.
Hurricane Erin pummeling some Caribbean islands with high winds, heavy rain, dangerous surf, and life-threatening rip currents. It's the first Atlantic hurricane of 2025 reaching Category 5 strength before weakening to a Cat 3. The National Hurricane Center's Richard Pasch.
Still a major hurricane, 125 mile per hour winds, and the intensity has been fluctuating. It could easily re-strengthen.
Tropical storm warnings on Sunday for Turks and Caicos. I'm Julie Walker.
The explosion at U.S. Steel's Pittsburgh area plant has reignited debate about the future of that facility. The plant, part of a long-standing steelmaking tradition in the Mon Valley, faces uncertainty right now. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, Redding, say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we'll begin this time with a terrifying tale from the roadways, as presented on Suspense. And later continue the Flight 6 matter, yours truly, Johnny Dollar storyline, starring Bob Bailey. George Murphy was born on the 4th of July, 1902, and after college, he and his wife, Julie Johnson, appeared on Broadway as a dance team. They later relocated to Hollywood, and he would be seen in a number of motion picture musicals. Probably his best known, the 1943 film, This is the Army, based on the Broadway musical by Irving Berlin. Listen now for Murphy as Morton Blake, with Kathy Lewis as his wife, Pauline, and I believe it's Bill Johnstone as the man, Haggerty, the fellow who crosses their path. It's from October 4th of 1945.
Now, the Roma Wine Company of Fresno, California presents... Suspense.
Tonight, Roma Wines bring you Mr. George Murphy as star of Death on Highway 99, a suspense play produced, edited, and directed for Roma Wines by William Spear. Suspense.
Dear Julie, the clock here in my room has just struck 7, which means I have about an hour for writing this letter to you. I guess already you've said who's this from, what goes, so I'll tell you right off. Remember Morton Blake, Speed Blake they called me in high school, the guy who sat behind you in Algebra 2 and chemistry? Well, that was more than 7 years ago. And I'm writing to you because there's no one else in the world that I give a darn about. There never has been, Julie. since I saw you the first time. Well, I sure had other plans about you, and that's probably a surprise, too, because I never had the nerve to let you know I was alive before. But as it is with me now, this letter is all you'll ever know. A letter telling what a mess I've made of things, what a mess I've made of my life. You see, Julie, it's because I always decided too late what to do, because I always was a coward. That's why I never spoke up and told you back then what I thought about you until it was too late, and you married someone else. That's why I'm writing you the last letter I'll ever write to a girl who can't even remember my face. That's why I'm waiting for Captain Shannon to come and get me. You see, Julie, I'm a murderer. Yes, in just a little while, I'll see the squad car pull up outside, and then all the fumbling and mistakes will be over. But I want you to understand, that's all. Because it really was all her fault, Pauline's. Do you remember Pauline? She was that strawberry blonde who hated you so much. Of course, Pauline hated everyone. She was so sharp and mean and not like you. But when you got married, I married Pauline just to show myself that I didn't care. Just because she was there handy and you were lost. It was 5 long years we were clawing each other like two cats tied in a sack. Right up to that last night. She'd gone to a show alone. I picked her up afterwards. I was a little late, so she really began riding me. She was in a fine
way. One thing after another. I tell you, I've just about had my fill, Mort. I've stood as much as I'm going to.
As much of what?
As much of what?
Oh, look, Pauline, I work late. I'm tired. Now, why don't you just sit there and be quiet?
Yes, you'd like that, wouldn't you? You'd like it if I was deaf and dumb. But you won't shut me up, Morton Blake. When I want to talk, I'll talk. What are you stopping for?
It's a boulevard stop sign.
Oh, for isn't that silly? It's almost 2 a.m. There isn't a car in sight.
Oh, Paulie, let me drive the car, will you?
All right, sure. Take your time after I waited almost an hour in the cold. You don't care about anybody but yourself.
Pauline.
What?
Look, let's stop kidding ourselves. Let's be honest for 5 minutes.
Honest? You're a fine one to speak about being honest. I just wonder if it really was work that kept you tonight. After all, I know a couple of things.
Forget all that, will you? And listen, what I'm trying to say is our marriage is finished. You know it and I know it. It was no good before we started.
Yes. And whose fault was that, may I ask? I know what you were thinking of then. I know who you were mooning about. I know that.
Oh, all right, all right. But why should you and I go on? Why don't we just call the whole thing off?
You've been working too hard, Mort. You're delirious. Do you really think I'd ever give you a divorce?
Well, it's as bad for you as it is for me, Pauline. Why not?
I've got my reasons.
But we're wasting our lives. You're still young and pretty, and you could get a much better deal.
You think you could, too, don't you, Mort?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, just because you want your freedom so much, it's no go, see? Because I like to make you squirm, because I loathe and despise you. Do you get me, Mort?
Yes, yes, I get you. Pauline, oh, let's don't talk anymore. Let's forget it.
Look, you don't have to speed up just because we
started... Look, a minute ago I was going too slow, you said...
Never mind what I said. Stop going so fast.
Well, I'm under the limit. Dry up.
Mort, we'll turn over.
Oh, I said dry up.
But, Mort, there's somebody on the road. Martin! Oh, my God, you're going to hit him! You hit him. You hit him.
You stay in the car, Pauline.
Don't go, Mort. Maybe he's dead.
Maybe. Just stay where you are. He's moving. Hey, mister. Mister, can you hear me?
Oh, not your fault. Couldn't see me in the dark.
Now, don't try to talk. Here, just hang on to me. I'll get you into the car. Good, now you're on your feet. Who are you, mister?
Name Haggerty.
Okay, Mr. Haggerty. Take it easy now, and I'll take you to a doctor.
Doctor, quickly.
He's passed out. Pauline, open the back door. He's alive. He's alive. Here. There now, if we hurry. We've got to get him to the hospital right away.
Well, there. There's the result of your temper, Mort.
My temper? Well, you know it wasn't my fault. He jumped right in front of the wheel.
Not your fault. Not your fault.
He doesn't seem to think it was your fault either.
Well, it wasn't. You saw. He ran out from the side without looking.
Oh, sure. You're lucky. As usual, Mort.
Lucky? What are you talking about?
The streets are completely deserted.
Well, it's late. What's so strange about that?
Nothing. There weren't any witnesses.
Well, that's right. No witnesses except him and you.
Yes. That's right. Him and me. What's your hurry, Morton?
What's my... Well, I've got to get him to a hospital. He may be dying.
No, Mort, he's not dying. You don't have to hurry. He's dead.
He's dead. She said it just like that. Like she was handing me a birthday present. I pulled the car to the curb and got into the back seat. The old man was sprawled across the cushions, his head twisted back. When I put my face down, there wasn't a whisper of any breathing on my cheek. I slipped my hand inside his coat, still as stone, not a flicker from his heart. I crawled back under the wheel and sat there thinking.
Mort.
Yeah.
You know what you've done?
Yeah. He's dead.
That means you're guilty of... What is it, Mort? Murder?
No, it's not murder.
Or manslaughter. And even manslaughter will mean prison. Won't it, Mort?
Huh?
I said manslaughter will mean prison, won't it?
Prison? No, it wasn't my fault. You heard him say so.
Yeah. If I testify that I heard, then you'll get off. Is that it?
Why? Well, you'll have to testify, or else...
Or else what, Morton?
Or else I'll be sent up. There weren't any other witnesses.
That's right, Morton.
Hey, what are you trying to tell me?
Mort, you must have imagined that poor man said it wasn't your fault.
What?
Because I didn't hear him say a thing.
You're lying. You're lying, Pauline. You heard him. As soon as I put him in the car, he said it's not your fault.
Can you prove it, Mort?
Can I prove?
This is what I wanted, Morton. I'll have my freedom, but you won't have yours. You'll be that jailbird, Speed Blake. And you'll have years and years and years to think about the other girls you used to know. Won't you, Mort?
I looked at her. She had a thin smile on her lips. I got a crawling feeling at the back of my neck. I held onto the wheel so tight my knuckles began to ache.
Well, Morton, what are you waiting for?
What was I waiting for? What had I always waited for?
Well, Morton...
I began to think of something. A line my beloved wife's ran through my brain. No witnesses. There were no witnesses.
Why wait, Mort? Be a man.
No witnesses. There were no witnesses. I could dump the old man's body somewhere on the edge of town and no one would be the wiser. No one but Pauline. But what if there was no Pauline?
Where are you going? This isn't the way, Mort. Mort, look at that speedometer. I tell you, you're going the wrong way, Mort. We're way past the city limits. Mort... Morton, stop this car at once. Stop it, do you hear?
Okay. Okay. I'll stop the car, Pauline.
Oh. Mort, you didn't really believe me when I said I wouldn't testify? Did you, Mort?
Yes. Yes, I believed you.
But I was only kidding. I wouldn't think of not telling
you. I believed you, Pauline.
But you know I'd never do
I believed you, and so I'm going to kill you.
You're joking.
Am I?
You wouldn't dare, Mort. Anyway, how could you?
Look outside, Pauline. Did you notice where we are?
What do you mean?
We're on Austin Bluff. Remember the cliff just ahead?
Oh, Morton.
Must be at least 300 feet to the bottom. It's a pretty picture, huh, baby?
Oh, please. Please, Morton.
Come on, get out of the car.
No.
Oh, yes, yes. We're going for a walk, Pauline. Walk in the moonlight.
No.
Just you and me. After 5 years, we ought to have a little romance, we two. She didn't budge. Her eyes blazed at me. I got out of the car and closed the door. Walked around to the other side to pull her out. But she locked the door from the inside before I got there. I ran fast, back to the other side. I wasn't fast enough. She'd locked that door. And the back doors, too. She and Haggerty were locked in. Oh, it made me crazy wild to see her little white face in there. The face that had kept me from anything a guy could want in life. Open up. Open up the door. You can't get away. I got the key, so quit stalling. Open up. Stop it. Stop that horn or I'll... Okay, I'll fix that. You won't keep that racket up long, sweetheart. Let's see now. Which is it? There. Got him. You see, Pauline? You'd be smart to come out and get it over with. Pressed my face against the glass. She was crouched down in the front seat. Her eyes watched every move I made. She was trapped and she knew it. I could see Haggerty in the back seat, his head still twisted back. His eyes were shut and his sprawled old body had a look of pain and surprise. Even wild like I was, I felt bad about him. But I had to hurry. Pauline was fooling with the lights, flashing them on and off. I fell around on the ground and I found a good solid rock. I picked it up and I showed it to her. Open up. This is your last chance or I smash the window. Okay, whatever you say, baby. Here we go.
No! No, Martin, no!
And now for that walk.
No, don't.
Come on.
No, don't, Martin. Don't hurt me, please.
Come
don't
on.
Hurt me.
Come on, I'll stop that screaming.
Martin.
Now, I think it's a clear drop here. No ledge. That's see that glow down there? That's water. Taylor Creek. Clear all the way down. Oh, you want to talk, huh? Okay, talk. You can even yell. No one will hear you now.
I promise I won't hurt you. No. You're not the kind of person to kill. You can't. But Martin, you can't do it.
Can't I?
No, please.
You'd
please.
Be surprised what I can
Martin,
do, Pauline.
Please, let me. No, please.
Goodbye,
Martin.
Baby.
No.
Goodbye. Sweet dreams.
You're listening to Suspense. We'll be back with more after this short break.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey, this is Pat Karch. This year, I'm the top Italian for Paisano Days 2025. Join us at Paisano Days. It's a great, fun-filled 2 days. Bocce. Yep, bocce live. And spaghetti dinner. And all kinds of great Italian sausages, hot dogs, cannoli, ice cream, beer, and wine. For 2 days, join us down at South City Park on Friday, September 12th and Saturday, September 13th. For more information, call me at 530-510-1903. Paisano Days.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
And now, let's resume this episode of Suspense on Wynn Radio Wines.
And now, Roma Wines bring back to our Hollywood soundstage George Murphy as Morton Blake in Death on Highway 99, a play well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Yes, Julie, I did it. And when you get this letter, you'll be the only person who'll really know why. Who'll know that I'm only sorry that I didn't kill her sooner. All right, so you can't quite remember which guy I was, if I was the tall one or the red-headed one, or if you spoke to me when you saw me in the hall. That doesn't matter, to you or to me now. What matters is that I lived with her for 5 years. 5 years I might have spent at least thinking about you. Well, it was done. I climbed back in the car. The clock on the dash said 2:40. And I still had to get rid of the old man's body before daylight, so I started driving. When I came to a strip of forest along the road, I stopped my car and I got out. And right then, the beam of a spotlight pinned me in my tracks. I didn't move. I saw it was a cop.
Hey, what you doing there?
He started walking toward me, rolling his motorcycle.
No parking anywhere along the highway, mister.
Okay, officer. Okay, I didn't know.
This ain't no lover's lane. You gotta keep moving.
Well, I'm sorry. I'll get going right away, officer.
Say, you're not carrying any vegetables in your car, are you?
Vegetables? No.
There's a beetle thing going on again. I just better take a look in the back there.
Oh, there's nothing in there, honest. What?
Listen. Where does that guy think he's going?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's speeding all right, isn't he?
Say, am I going to slap a ticket onto him? Hey, but you clear out of here, mister, and don't ever park in this highway again.
No, never again. So I took another road and got back on Highway 99. By then, I felt jittery. I smoked one cigarette after another, and the sweat was rolling down my face. I found another spot, and this time I made sure I was alone. Then I parked the car, and I opened the back door. I reached in for Haggerty's body. He was still limp and warm, and really, I was sorry about him. You see, that proves I wasn't the killer. That proves it was her fault, Pauline's. And if she hadn't been like she was, I never would have killed. Not anyone. Well, I got the old man out onto the road, and I left him there. I got home. I put the car in the garage and looked it over to see that everything was okay. No blood on the seat. That was a break. The window was broken, of course, but I could fix that. There was mud on the tires, so I got out the garden hose and washed them down. Then I went into the house. I was pretty nervous. I knew I'd have to be on my toes for the next 3 or 4 days, so I took a couple of sleeping pills. They did the trick. I was asleep the minute my head hit the pillow. The telephone sounded like it was ringing miles away. I didn't know if it was day or night, but I stumbled down the hall, shaking my head, trying to clear my brain. Hello? Hello?
Is this Martin Blank?
Yes.
This is Sergeant Graham down at headquarters.
Is anything wrong?
I got some bad news for you, Blake.
Bad news?
Yeah. A report just came in from the East Precinct. A couple of campers found a body at the bottom of the cliff.
Yes?
Well, it's tough to tell you, but, well, the body's been identified as your wife, Pauline.
It looked like an accident. They didn't suspect a thing. I was in the clear. The sleeping pills were still working. I wanted to go back to bed, but I didn't dare. I had to get down to that morgue right away to identify what was left of Pauline. I thought that might throw me, but I was as cold as steel when they took me in to see her. They were watching me, so I pulled an act.
Hey, take it easy. Take it easy there. Here, sit down here.
Oh,
I got you some water.
Oh, thanks. I'm all right now.
Yeah. Take a swallow of this.
Oh, thank you. I guess you must get pretty hardened to these things after a while.
Yeah, see him every day. I don't know. I never really get used to it. We had another sad case this morning.
Another accident?
Yeah. They brought in an old fella. Found him on Highway 99. Smacked by a hit-and-run driver.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. That's a nasty business. Of course, this old man isn't dead, but still, you know... Hey, you're jumpy. Yeah. I'll get you another glass.
Oh, thanks. You see, seeing my wife, I guess...
Sure, I understand. Yeah. Just take it easy now.
Thank you.
Feel better?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. You were telling me the old man wasn't dead?
No. And just by luck, one of the boys got a very faint heartbeat when he felt his pulse. We went to work on him fast, and looks like he's going to pull through.
Well, that's sure a break. For him, I mean.
Yeah. He's at the receiving hospital. The report is he's coming along fine. Got a bad smack in the head. Lost his memory.
Oh. For good?
No. They say it's only temporary.
Oh.
They think when he snaps out of it, he may even remember the dirty rat that hit him.
Haggerty was alive. Alive. Well, of course, I should have been glad. The poor old guy had never done anything to me. But I couldn't think that way then. Haggerty was alive, and he'd remember me. And he'd remember Pauline was with me. I almost gave up. I almost shouted, "All right, I did it. I killed my wife." But something kept me fighting. Long enough to get out of there. Long enough to drive to the hospital where Haggerty was. It was an awful chance to take, but I couldn't stay away. I was just walking up to the desk to find out his room number.
Blake. Aren't you Morton Blake?
Yes. Yes, I am.
I'm Captain Shannon from headquarters. I just saw you down at the morgue.
Oh, yes. I didn't remember.
Yeah, well, can't tell you how sorry I am about your wife.
Oh, thank you very much, Captain.
Funny running into you here.
Yes, I thought I'd find out if I could get a room and take a rest for a few days. I feel pretty well shot.
Yes, I can imagine. But I don't think you have a chance the way hospitals are crowded. You better get your rest at home. Get a friend to stay with you.
Yes, I guess you're right, Captain.
I'd drive you home, but I get called down on this hit-and-run case.
The old man, the attendant at the morgue, was telling me.
He was? Oh, I shouldn't talk to you about such things, the way you feel. Oh, but it looks like it all turned out all right. The old man's only shocked, not even a bad bruise or broken bone. He's conscious now, so I'm going up to talk to him.
Do you think he'll know who hit him?
Well, they said over the phone he has a good description, and even if it isn't good, we've got the tire print of the car and the footprint of the driver.
You have? From where?
Yeah, there was a lot of mud where the car stopped. The driver was careless. That kind usually are. There's a doctor on the case now. Dr. Leeds.
Yes?
I was just going to walk up and talk to the old Haggerty.
Oh, yes, I know. Did the nurse tell you he described the driver, Captain?
Yeah. I'm going to take it down and then make the arrest.
Fine, but would you mind waiting about 2 hours? The old man's sleeping now, and rest is important to a man his age.
Mind, Doctor? No. What's time to me? It's 2 hours more for the hit-and-run driver, whoever he is, to wonder just how smart he really was. And we know the answer.
Julie, I'm waiting now. I'm writing you all this because I got a crazy idea that you have a right to know. You, a girl I knew 7 years ago, who won't remember me, who won't remember that nickname, Speed, or if I had freckled, I did, or if you signed my book on class day. You didn't, because I didn't have the nerve to ask you. So maybe it isn't a real girl at all that I'm writing this to. I guess I'm writing to how I failed. To how I never did anything in time. To how I thought good and acted bad. You see, what I think you were adds up to how much I failed. I guess every guy in the world has someone like you. A girl in a blue dress. And success is having her now, not back a long way in the past. They drove up now. Captain Shannon and, yes, a couple of cops. And Haggerty. Old Haggerty's walking. Okay. Well, I only got seconds to get ready for them. So goodbye, Julie. Goodbye.
Blake!
All right, you can come in. It isn't locked.
I brought Mr. Haggerty, Blake. I think we all ought to have a little talk.
Oh, sure. Sure, I know.
This is the man, isn't it, Haggerty?
Yes, but I told you, Captain, it wasn't his fault.
You told him? You told him what?
Of course. I stepped out and you couldn't miss hitting me.
But he left you there. You might have been dying, Haggerty.
I know, but he got scared. I don't blame him. I'm not going to make any charges, Captain, and that's that.
Well, I guess that's all, Blake.
Oh. Oh.
You ought to be happy about it.
But didn't he tell you about Pauline? About my wife?
What about your wife?
Well, that she was with me in the car.
Last night? Your wife was with you? Haggerty.
He didn't tell you? And now it's too late.
What's wrong with you, Blake? Somebody get some water.
It's too late. I took cyanide when you drove up. It's too late. You see, I killed Pauline.
But Haggerty never said...
I know now. He didn't see her. He passed out before I put him in the car. It's too late. It's funny about me, Captain. I was always too late. And they used to call me Speed. Oh, Speed Blake.
Wines have brought you George Murphy as star of Death on Highway 99. Tonight's study in Suspense.
This is George Murphy with an important word from our government. The government is speeding expansion of civilian production and maintaining price and wage controls, which are still necessary to safeguard our economy against the danger of inflation. You can help by spending sensibly, cooperating with price and rationing controls still in effect, holding out of your war bonds, and continuing to save for the future by buying as many victory bonds as you can afford.
George Murphy appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Producers of our vines have tender grapes.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
From October 4th, 1945, I believe that was Bill Johnstone using his old guy voice as Haggerty. Kathy Lewis was Pauline. At the time of that broadcast, George Murphy was the president of the Screen Actors Guild. In the 1950s, he entered politics as a Republican. Then in 1964, was elected to the U.S. Senate. He lost his re-election bid, though, in 1970. Subsequently moved to Palm Beach, Florida, where he passed away at age 89. I'm Greg Belling. Coming up next on When Radio Was, we continue the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Flight 6 Matter. We'll have the second installment right after this break.
The fog is thick, the atmosphere is heavy, and the game's afoot once again.
I was wondering what to do when a covered van drove up with two men in it. They took something out of the van and carried it up the steps to the hall door. Mr. Holmes, it was a coffin.
World-famous consulting detective Sherlock Holmes and his trusted aide Dr. Watson roam the streets of Victorian London in search of clues to unlock each thrilling mystery. In Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries.
Who has it, Watson? Why is it held back? That's the question that beats in my brain like a hammer.
Well, perhaps this mad wife of his carried it off with her. It could be in her house in Paris even now.
Yeah, but how could we search for it without the French police having their suspicions aroused? It's a case where the law is as dangerous to us as the criminals. Every man's hand is against us, and the interests at stake are colossal.
These 16 immortal adventures are adapted from the original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and produced by Jim French.
Do you really think the regular forces will be there in time?
If I did, Watson, we'd still be at Baker Street. The situation strikes me as so desperate that the most extreme measures are justified. We are, as usual, the irregulars, and we must make our own line of action.
Find out who done it in Radio Spirit's The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries. For a limited time, it's half price. Pay just $15.98. So go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 now and use offer code CLASSIC77 to save 50%.
You seem to have powers that are hardly human, Mr. Holmes.
This half-price offer will soon vanish into the London fog. So get The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code CLASSIC77. This offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Most people have them, or at least have heard of them. The Ring Video Doorbell. We asked Ring's Eric Kuhn to fill us in.
Video doorbells are really helpful in providing context around what's happening at your front door. Before them, you never would have known a neighbor's dog was laying at your doorstep every day or gotten real-time confirmation of a package being delivered. They also provide incredible peace of mind. You can drop in to see what's happening anytime, and rest assured, you'll know what's happening at your front door no matter where you are. It's important also to note that Ring is more than just a video doorbell company, so we sell indoor cameras, outdoor cameras, and alarm systems as well. We also provide a number of other devices like smart lighting, accessories. We connect with a lot of smart locks, a full home security option.
And there's also two-way chat. Details on a new feature called Smart Video Search tomorrow. That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was and the continuation of another Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline. Known as the Flight 6 matter, it originally played out over five consecutive weeknights in late January and early February of 1956. This is part two.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar here. Go ahead.
McMacklin, Johnny. Is Gino around?
Yeah, he's over across the slope at the moment. They're getting the bodies out of what's left of the plane.
Well, how does it look? Anything new?
Nothing we hadn't already guessed. It was an explosion, all right. Dynamite in the baggage compartment. Probably put on board in a piece of luggage.
Well, that figures. I've run into something down here in the city along those same lines.
What do you mean?
The ground crew remembers one of the baggage handlers acting strange before Flight 6 took off last night. A man named Ramirez.
What do you mean, strange?
They say he had one suitcase that he wouldn't let any of the other handlers touch. Put it on the plane himself just before takeoff.
Hey, you know anything about tigers, Mac?
Tigers?
I'm about to tangle with one.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Mexico City, to the Home Office Guaranteed Transport Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the Flight 6 matter. Expense account continued. I was taking Gino Romero's word for it that the girl was a tiger. His word and my own instincts. At first glance, she seemed soft, shy, and lovely. Then you sensed a wildness about her, a kind of suppressed violence that brought you up short and made you stop and reappraise her. She leaned against a tree, watching the bodies of the plane crash victims being carried down the slope and placed in the Army Jeep, with no sign of emotion on her face. Cool, detached. She had no reason to be here, and I wondered why she was. The only way I knew of finding out was to ask her.
Yes, what is it?
You're Marvel Terrence, I believe.
That's right, and I have not met you somewhere before.
No, but you're about to. My name is Johnny Dollar. I'm an investigator for an insurance company up in the States.
I'm sure it must be very interesting work.
Sometimes, on some jobs. Other times, it's only dirty and disgusting. Like this time, for instance.
Well, we all have our problems.
Maybe I can help you with yours, Miss Terrence.
Run along, will you? I'm not in the mood.
Oh, you amaze me. I think that seeing 10 bodies picked up and hauled away ought to put anyone in a gay, carefree mood.
Look, beat it.
You came out here sightseeing, didn't you, 20 miles from town? So you must like this kind of thing.
I had friends on that plane, Mr. Dollar.
So did a lot of other people. But maybe not as good friends as you had.
I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't care.
E.H. Palmer and Jim Rourke? Were those your friends, Miss Terrence?
Now, let's get this straight. I'm not interested in playing footsies or any other game you have in mind. You're wasting your time, Buster. Now get going.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe you've got the wrong idea. This isn't just a social chat.
No, you want to help me with my problem.
Just one problem. I'm wondering how you're going to spend that $50,000.
What?
Yeah, that's a fair-sized chunk of money to drop right out of the sky.
What are you talking about? What $50,000?
The money you'll get from the deaths of your two friends, Palmer and Rourke.
What do you mean?
Say, tell me, were you with them at the airport last night when Flight 6 took off?
Yes, I was.
Then you must have known that they both took out flight policies and that both of them named you as beneficiary.
No. No, I didn't know. I wasn't with them exactly. At least not up until takeoff.
Then you claim this is all just a big surprise.
Of course, I didn't know a thing about it. But it's just like them. It's what they do.
Why did you come out here to the wreck, Miss Terrence?
I don't know. Ed and Jim were my friends, and I don't know why I came, Mr. Dollar.
She came because I brought her, mister.
Hmm? No, Bill.
But I didn't bring her here to be pushed around by some morbid curiosity, huh?
No, please. This is Johnny Dollar, Bill. He's an insurance investigator. Bill Blakely, Mr. Dollar.
Oh, hello.
He was asking me some questions.
Why you?
Because Ed and Jim both took out insurance policies in my name.
What? Flight accident policies, $50,000 worth.
Well,
I'll Mr. Blakely, you said Miss Terrence is here because you brought her. I wonder if you'd tell me why you're here.
I don't know that it's any of your business.
Sometimes I make things my business.
And sometime you may get your teeth knocked out.
They're in pretty solid, Blakely.
Yeah? Well, maybe...
Bill, stop it.
Sorry, Marvel.
Ed Palmer and Jim Rourke were Bill's business partners.
What business, Mr. Blakely?
Engineering. We're building some roads around Mexico City.
How many partners? Just the three of you?
Yes, just... That's right, Dollar. The business belongs to me now. What about it?
Nothing about it. Congratulations.
One more crack
Bill,
like that.
Bill, I said stop it.
Let's go, Marvel. I've got to get back to town.
Wait for me at the truck. I'll be there in a few minutes.
All right. Suit yourself. Dollar, just one thing. Don't push me.
Blakely, 10 people died over there on that hillside last night. They were murdered. I intend to find out who did it. And if it takes pushing to find out, then I'll push. See you around.
Yeah. You probably will.
This thing hit Bill pretty hard, Mr. Dollar. You have to make allowances.
How long have you known him?
A couple of months.
And Palmer and Rourke?
The same. It's nothing serious, nothing romantic, if that's what you're thinking. It was all just for fun.
Was that all it was on their side?
Oh, men always claim to be serious. But that's only part of the game.
What else do you do, Miss Terrence, beside play the game?
That's all. I'm a wealthy orphan, Mr. Dollar, and my only career is drifting around the world playing the game. I'm ornamental, irresponsible, and rather useless.
Maybe not entirely useless. Just being ornamental has some importance in this world.
So you play too, huh?
No, I meant it.
I guess I was pretty obnoxious when you spoke to me a while ago.
Well, I suppose I asked for it.
I'm staying at the Hotel Monte Cassino.
Are you?
I'd like to see you again. I could teach you the game, Johnny.
Well, that's a very attractive offer. Outside of business hours.
But you think I'm mixed up in this?
No, I'm not sure.
Well, think about it, Johnny. And call me at my hotel.
The Monte Cassino. That's where DeLagos is staying. Happen to know him?
Ramon? Well, yes, of course. Why?
Well, one of the passengers killed in that plane was his wife. Didn't you know?
I saw the name DeLagos, but I didn't even know he had a wife.
Another, just for fun?
I think you've got some wrong ideas about me, Johnny. Come see me and I'll straighten them out for you.
All right. I will.
And something else. You'll find it out anyway, so I may as well tell you.
Tell me what?
I had reservations on Flight 6, too. I was going over to Havana for the weekend. I canceled out at the last minute.
I see.
Maybe that's why I came out here. To see for myself. I'm not afraid of death. I've tempted it too many times to be. But it does fascinate me. I stood there watching and thinking. It could have been me being carried down that slope. Except for luck.
Why did you cancel out at the last minute?
I was talked out of making the trip.
By whom?
Bill Blakely.
I watched her swing down the slope, lithe, erect, and lovely. A strange girl, with an air of aloneness about her. An air that I felt would be with her even in a crowd. Strange, but also compelling. Exciting. She might be involved or she might not. I didn't know. But I was sure of one thing. In either case, I was going to see her again.
You're listening to Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more expense account action right after this.
spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Let's wrap up this episode of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
An hour later, Gino Romero and I were heading back toward the city in the government jeep, leaving behind us the wrecked plane, the crushed trees, and the lonely slope on the mountain.
You have found the young lady of interest, senor?
Yeah, I found her of interest.
Always she's doing the crazy things. Daredevil, flirting with the eyes, looking for danger.
Playing the game, she calls it.
Si, senor. Playing the game. Que lastima. It is too sad that 10 persons are not be playing the game now anymore.
No, it's all right, Gino. I'm not that much under her spell.
Que dice?
If she's guilty in any way, I'll pin it on her just as quick as the next one.
Oh, but I didn't...
It's all right, forget that. It.
No, I do not think she's guilty. It is not a thing she would do, and she does not need the money. She's very rich.
Do you know that?
Everybody says so.
Well, that's what I mean. It's worth checking into.
It's possible, but I still do not think she would do such a thing. It is too terrible.
And she's too beautiful. Maybe I ought to give you the advice, Gino.
Before the beauty of a woman, senor, we are all as brothers, like Senor Blakely. I see he would look very disturbed.
Yeah, he did get a little hot under the collar. What do you know about him, Gino?
Almost nothing. He's come here for 3 months now, making the road.
And his partners, Palmer and Rourke, were killed in the plane crash. What do you know about them?
The same. Nothing. They all arrive together, always. They work together, play together.
Then along came Marvel Terrence.
True. They were all rivals for the señorita. And there is one thing.
What's that?
They have the building for the machinery outside the city, the warehouse, you call it.
What about it?
In this warehouse, they keep much dynamite.
Gino dropped me at my hotel, the Del Prado, on Avenida Juarez. I changed clothes, cleaned up, sent some telegrams to the States. At about that time, Mac Macklin phoned up from downstairs and asked me to join him in the bar. Expense account item 3, $16.40. Drinks and dinner with the chief inspector of the Federal Department of Civil Air Transport. And then some more drinks.
I've been here 7 years, Johnny. I like it. I feel at home here. I like the people and their way of life. But it'd still be good to see old Shy again. The snow piling up along the loop, and the wind ripping in off the lake. The crazy little joints along Baker Street.
When were you there last, Mac?
1932.
Oh, then you're about due. Oh, why don't you take a couple of weeks and fly up there?
No, no. Too much water under the bridge, Johnny. Too many little wars here and there in the world since 32. Mm. And two of them McMacklin was flying in. On one side or the other.
Well, what of it?
Well, you know, Uncle Sam frowns on that kind of thing, Johnny, so we've got a sort of an understanding. I stay the heck away, and he forgets about me.
I see.
I've got no complaints, actually. I'm doing all right here, but sometimes I sure do get homesick for the old town. Of course, it's probably changed so much that I... Oh, yeah, yes.
Come with me to the telephone, Signor Murphy.
Oh, thanks.
I plug it in.
Hello, yeah? What? All right. Well, have you told the federal police? Yeah, I'll be here for a while. Adios. Well, we just lost our best angle, Johnny.
What do you mean?
That baggage handler, the one I figured slipped the dynamite on board the plane. The boys just now located him. His throat has been cut.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, a bereaved relative lies, a frustrated lover comes up fighting, and a lovely lady in the case just vanishes. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood, written by Les Crutchfield. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Part two of the five-part Yours truly, Johnny Dollar storyline, The Flight 6 Matter, which originally played out in late January and early February of 1956. We'll present the third installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had actor and politician George Murphy in an episode of Suspense. Well, I mentioned he also starred in the 1943 motion picture musical, Irving Berlin's This Is the Army. In that film playing his son was another actor who later dabbled in politics. Can you name him? I'll let the answer then wrap up when radio was right after this.
The savings are heating up during our Radio Spirits Summer of Savings Sale. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at radiospirits.com and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products. Go to radiospirits.com now to take advantage of this incredible offer. Don't let the Summer of Savings Sale cool off. Save up to 60% off thousands of radio programs, such as Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Sherlock Holmes, Harry Nile, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Dragnet, Burns and Allen, Nero Wolfe, Six Shooter, and many more. Go to radiospirits.com today during our best sale of the season and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products online. Hurry before the sun sets on this amazing Summer of Savings Sale. Get to radiospirits.com now and get up to 60% off every classic radio product during our best sale of the season. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
Rewinds.com introduces That's Rock and Roll, a 3-CD collection of the all-time greatest rock hits. Experience music from some of the most important rock and roll trailblazers, such as Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Fats Domino, The Four Seasons, Chuck Berry, Connie Francis, The Everly Brothers, and so many more. Buy That's Rock and Roll today for the low price of $19.98. Order now at musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCK33. That's musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code ROCK33 for reduced shipping.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, folks, this is Dana with The Dana Show. And as many people know, I love, love, love dogs. I love my dog, and I want Wick to be around as long as possible, healthy and happy. And I recently heard from a listener who swears that Rough Greens is the reason that her 17-and-a-half-year-old Border Collie is still going strong. That's, like, a pretty amazing age for a Border Collie. So what would it be worth to you if your dog lived an extra 2 or 3 years? I've seen the difference that Rough Greens makes firsthand. It's not dog food. It's what's missing from dog food, packed with vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and enzymes. Rough Greens brings your pet's food to life, and it helps your pet have a healthier coat, better digestion, more energy, and fewer vet bills. Call 214-ROUGH-DOG, R-U-F-F, and make sure they know that Dana sent you, and you'll get a free jumpstart bag plus a free bag of Wick's favorite treats, the Rough Chews, a $30 value. Just pay shipping. This offer is only available by phone, so call 214-ROUGH-DOG today. That's 214-ROUGH-DOG, and tell them Dana sent you.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about the 1943 movie musical, This is the Army. It starred a future U.S. senator, as well as a future U.S. president, George Murphy and Ronald Reagan. I'm Greg Bell, and a reminder, please take a moment to visit our website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.